The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Over the hills and through the woods to Jellicoe we've come for Clay County's final regular season contest of 2025. As we followed the teams across the isolated northeastern stretches of Middle Tennessee into the eastern time zone to this small Campbell County town that sits between I-75 and Indian Mountain State Park right on the Kentucky border. It's here that the Black, Purple, and Gold will have their final tune-up before next week's conference tournament. Matt Walker and his 12-12 ladies look to claim a winning record and sweep Gary McNeely and the 2-21 Lady Blue Devils, while Rob Edwards and the 6-10-6 Dogs hope to complete a full game against Mike Reynolds and the 11-11 Devils, who left Salina earlier this season with some unfinished business. We're here for some Valentine's Day basketball, HSN style.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul bacon.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show and our 19th basketball broadcast of this season. For the 9th and final time during regular season play, we're on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the play-by-play for you today. I'll be joined throughout the broadcast by Joe Sims and Doug Strong. With me right now is a man who's excited to be checking another gem off his list of broadcast sites. It's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. Thomas, I think the third new one this year, maybe.
Yeah, that's part of my intro, too. You know, I've said this a couple of times this season. Mark another one off the list. First time the Horizon Sports Network has been to Jellicoe, Tennessee. It's a haul to get here, but as we like to do, we did our best to make the most of the trip. We're happy to be here to bring Clay County's regular season finale to Bulldog Nation.
It's hard to believe. Right now at the end of it, seems like only yesterday we were down starting off at Gainesboro watching the teams. Didn't broadcast that night, but Black Friday, here we are at the end of it.
Yeah, and I expect to have some good competition for these Clay County teams here on the road. But, you know, we wouldn't have made the voyage across the hills and hollers and whatever you all said on there in the opening without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough, each and every one of them. And a special shout-out, as always, to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper we put out each week. So we hope everybody watching and listening will pick up a copy for coverage of tonight's games next week. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games when they took on Jackson County at home in our recap segment. So stay with us for that and much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from here in Jellicoe.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment, but we'll just summarize Clay County's games versus Jackson County. The Lady Dogs avenged an early season loss to the Lady Blue Devils with a 60-52 senior night victory last Tuesday night, where they raced out to a 22-10 lead at the end of the first quarter and held off a good Jackson County team down the stretch as four Clay County girls scored in double figures. The Lady Blue Devils got as close as three at one time in the second half, but five made threes and 17 total points from Halen Garrison, 16 from leading scorer Ella Eads, 12 from Baylor Walden, and 10 from Natalie Smith, plus 2 points and 17 rebounds from Lacey Wicks and three from Claire Kendall. Proved too much for the Jackson County girls. Daniel, another confidence-building win for the Lady Dogs, I thought.
It was, and I think their best ball's in front of them, hitting their stride at the right time.
And the boys' game didn't disappoint either, as the Dogs went toe-to-toe with the highly touted AA Blue Devils before Jackson County put Clay County away in the final frame to win 58-43. The Dogs trailed by 7 at the break and by just 1 headed into the fourth, where the Blue Devils did their damage and one going away. Nolan Adams led Clay County with 15, Lance Birch at 12, Coley 7, Nate Adams had 5, and Jake and Caden Copeland both had 2 each. Daniel didn't quite get it done, but that's a pretty good Jackson County team.
It was, you know, the best post player Clay County's played all year in McCrary, and just a tough matchup, good coach, and, hey, no shame in losing to a solid team.
No doubt. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show as we get ready for Clay County and Jellicoe here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Ashog and Strong Girls 7A update. Tuesday night's action saw Clay County beat Jackson County 60-52. Pickett County beat Gordonsville 95-44. What a beatdown. Red Bull and Springs lost to Westmoreland 28-38. And then last night, Red Bull and Springs beat Monterey in girls action 58-34. Tonight's games, 12-12 Clay County right here at 2-21 Jellicoe, 9-15 Gordonsville hosting 8-12 Whipple. And Red Bull and Clark Range and Pickett, their regular seasons are all complete. Red Bull and Springs finished 5-22, Clark Range 18-10, Pickett County 23-3. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County atop the heap after it's all done, 8-0, perfect conference record. Clay County the number 2 seed, 5-3. Clark Range the 3 seed at 4-4. Gordonsville, the Tigerettes, 4th seed at 3-5. And Red Bull Springs the 5th seed at 0-8. So what that means is that on Tuesday night at Livingston Academy, 6:30 tip between Red Bull Springs and Gordonsville's girls, the district quarterfinals slash play-in game. It is elimination action right there. Whoever wins that game will then go on to face Pickett County, the Lady Bobcats, at 6:30 on Thursday night at Livingston Academy. The game that we care about, Clay County and Clark Range Thomas district semifinal action, 8 o'clock tip. They shifted everything back 30 minutes this year for that district tournament. 8 o'clock tip, Clay County Clark Range, not elimination, but very important for seeding and to stay away from Rent Smith and Lady Bobcats more than likely.
No doubt, and you know, you want to be playing for that district title anytime you get the opportunity, and Clay County is kind of poised to do that. Swept Clark Range this year for the first time in a long, long time, Daniel. Talked to Coach Walker about that a little bit, and he talked about how it's hard to beat a team 3 times.
That's what they say, but we're going to do it. Coach Sims just talking about the upcoming district tournament and looking back at the end of the regular season action. The big score there, Pickett County beating the Tigerettes of Gordonsville 95-44. Yeah, talk about domination.
I couldn't understand that. I mean, we beat Gordonsville 3 and played Pickett a pretty good game the second time, and
yep,
then they just totally, you know, beat them to death. I don't know if they're scared of them or what. I mean, that's just crazy.
Hard to explain. Of course, we've seen strange things this year. Clark Range boys beat Gordonsville boys by 21 a couple weeks ago. So those things take place.
Gordonsville not beat Pickett the other night?
Gordonsville beat Pickett and boys, yeah. So District 7, you know, that's all you can say about that. Coach, briefly, what about semifinal action? We know we've got Clay County is the 2 seed against Clark Range, the 3 over there at Livingston Academy, 8 o'clock trip, 6 days from now on Thursday. Going to be a big one.
Well, it's definitely going to be a big one. I mean, it could be determine your chances to go on or not go on, you know, really.
Sure can.
You know, if we can win, you know, but hopefully we can stay out of Pickett's bracket. And you never say never, but, you know, I feel like we got a better team than they do. And,
sure.
You know. And
I agree.
You know, we've beat them twice, you know. I mean, why not beat them again? You know, if you're better than somebody, you ought to beat them every time you play.
No doubt. Pretty much. No doubt. Folks, that Girls 7-Day update has been brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonny today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and do Tipsy's final take, the last four before tip-off, brought to us by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, a rematch here between these squads. They met back in December, 64-23. Clay County, the 41-point win. Do you look for anything different tonight?
Well, I don't really remember a whole lot about the game. You know, we did call it. I think I was there, but best I remember, you know, we beat them pretty good. We've been playing pretty well. I just hope we can continue to do that, you know, make good decisions, not turn the ball over a bunch, and, you know, shoot a decent percentage. And, you know, again, I'm just really pleased with the way this team has progressed
yep. This
year. They've really come a long way. I really never dreamed they'd win 13, 14 games, but, you know, they're playing good. They got to keep it going.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the Action X Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time to wrap it up with Gone Country Cafe serving up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with Jellico. They are the home team, wearing those white home jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in black. Jellico head coach Gary McNeely. They have a 2-21 record this season, 1-7 out of District 3A that they play in. They do ride a two-game losing streak into the contest. Starting for the Blue Devils, senior number one, Macy McCullough. Sophomore number three, Kendall Osborne. Freshman number five, Sophie Lay. Senior number 24, Savannah Lay. And a junior number 30, Chloe Evans. Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 189 wins to 91 losses, 12-12 record this season. 5-3 out of District 7A, riding a four-game win streak into this contest. Clay County wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. Starting for Clay County, sophomore Natalie Smith. She wears number 3, sophomore number 11, Helen Garrison. Junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to wrap up the 2025 regular season here at Jellico High School. Guys, Lacey Wicks is going to step in to tip for it. Weeks controls it. Smith with it. Little tighter view on the camera today. Going to make a good perspective for those of you watching at home, I'm sure. Ella Eads with it right wing. Drives inside. Off the glass, no good. Rebound to Osborne. For Jellicoe. Osborne wanting to go coast to coast. Ends up losing the handle on it. Got away with a travel. Gathered up by Halen Garrison. Garrison, another sophomore here, works all the way back. Dishes off to Walden. Walden swings to Eads. Now back to Garrison, top of the key. Drives inside, gives back to Ella. On that Blue Devil head on this court. Gives back to Walden. 7:20 mark of the first. Coach Walker now sends in the call for the half-court offense. Walden in a drive. Kicks out to Smith. Thought Baker was going to take it to the hoop there. Gives to Garrison. Three ball away. No good. Ooh. Missed it off.
Hopefully that'll change.
She has shot good the last couple of games.
Yes, she has.
Had five three-pointers against Jackson County last time out. Of course, had the record set in 10 against Wartburg at the Herman Christmas Classic. Wartburg, a common opponent of these schools. We beat Wartburg 67-42. Wartburg has beaten Jellicoe 51-62. And I don't see the other one. 49-57. Clay County back on the offensive. Walden going to go to the hoop now and scores.
Good drive.
Coach Sims, she scored the first bucket against Jackson County, and now she does it to Jellicoe.
Maybe she'll have another good game.
Yeah, just a mismatch right there with the athleticism of Baylor Walden against the big post here for Jellicoe.
I think so. You know, Walden, we talked about it. We named her the TDS top performer of that last game and talked about you don't have to score in buckets. You know, she had 5 points in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third, and 2 in the fourth, and finished with the 12 points. You know, on the season, Baylor's averaging 5.9. She doubled that and basically, in one sense, had a bucket a quarter.
That's right.
And that's something I know that she can do is Natalie Smith, a nice shot there. Saw her pull up. We've talked a lot about it lately, Coach. Pulling up and taking the mid-range jumper. And that's what we saw her do right then.
Yeah.
Just a good shot. Garrison tries to do the same from right baseline. No good on her shot. Rebound Jellicoe. Clay County up 49. 5:44 mark of the first. Right. A foul on the floor against Ella Eads.
I think I talked earlier in the year about sometimes we want to dribble too much in there. You know, there's nothing wrong with a 6 or 8 foot pull up shot right there.
Right.
You know, that's a pretty easy shot. You don't have to go from 8 to 4 and jeopardize turning it over.
I know talking about those situations like that during the boys broadcast with Doug, you know, he likes to say, you know, open up the game, being aggressive, taking it to the hoop. If they're not calling those fouls, quit taking it to the hoop and shoot that mid range shot.
Yeah.
Another foul, Lacey Wicks being called for the foul. And the bucket is good by Savannah Lane. She'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. 5:41 mark of this first quarter. 4-2 the score, Clay County in front. Lane does complete that three-point play. 1 point lead now for Clay County, 4-3. Eads across the timeline. Ella works right. Now Leah dumps off to Wicks. Wicks pulls the trigger on a three. In there, Lacey Wicks. She was named to the prestigious first team All-District 7A squad yesterday along with her junior teammate Ella Eads. Both of them making first team. And we see why is Lacey coming back getting a rebound. Now goes back on the offensive end. Has her shot blocked that time. But Coach Sims Wicks, we've been campaigning for it all year. To be the District 7A defensive MVP, she was named that co-MVP alongside Piggy County's Demi Lowe. Big congratulations to Lacey.
Yeah, congratulations to all the girls.
Yeah, we'll get work through all of them that made it as we go through the broadcast here. That meeting was held yesterday.
All five of them was on either first, second, or third team. That's
5:01 mark here of this first quarter. 6-3 the score. Wicks, I guess, hitting that layup on that last trip.
No, we thought she knocked down a three, but I guess they called it a two.
Oh,
instead.
I thought it was a three also.
Long two-pointer. Eads now in the corner. Shot faking a drive. Mid-range jumper good.
Two of those we've hit.
There's the pressure from Clay County. Lady Blue Devils beat it. Jellico with the basketball. Ball in the hands of number 12. I have to get my roster. That was Houston. And now another foul call. Macy McCullough was fouled by Natalie Smith.
Second. Not good. 3.5 minutes into the game.
Claire Kendall checking in for Natalie Smith with those two personals. McCullough inbounds. Works to Savannah Lay.
Yeah.
Lay has it knocked away. Bergawater comes up with a loose ball pickup. She pushes ahead to Eads. Eads with it. Baseline jumper.
Good.
Ella Eads shoot well here early in this one. Eads' free throw percentage has climbed throughout the season. She's up to 74.5%, and essentially that's what she did right then was shoot a free throw about that distance. Another miss by the Lady Blue Devils. Clay County going to work it ahead. Garrison firing the three, no good. Rebound Claire Kendall. Nice job by Claire.
Well, they got it back to an 11-point score for Clay County, so I guess they did give Wicks a three.
Wicks has another bucket. Clay County just doing it all right, Coach Sims.
Yeah, they're playing good right now.
Lay with it. Gets to a teammate, McCullough. Tried a three. Lacey Wicks another play, and she swats it out of bounds. Freshman Brooklyn Scott checks in. Brooklyn being named to the all-freshman team, along with her classmate Clea Crawford. Both of those making that all-district 7A freshman team. Chloe Creekmore with it right wing, defended by Scott. Dishes off to Lay. Savannah Lay on the drive. Shot blocked again by Lacey Wicks. Lay recovers and gets the bucket. 13-5 now. Eads with it, pushes ahead, full head of steam, all the way to the hoop, shot up, good. Ella Eads is on a different level today.
Nice shot. Did.
Jellico working across the timeline. Evans with it, kicks over to Creekmore. Creekmore's three, no good. Helen Garrison, the rebound. 3 minutes left in this first quarter, 15-5 the score. Clay Kenny, a 10-point lead. Garrison dishes to Eads, three-pointer of Ella. Good.
Man.
The hoop is on fire off to our left here at Jellico High School, largely due to Ella Eads. She's nearing double figures already in this opening quarter.
Makes her 9, I believe.
You're all over it, Coach. Lady Blue Devils with it. Lacey Wicks picks up her second personal. She kind of bunked the shot. Look at those season totals of Lacey Wicks, provided to us by assistant coach Andrew Meadows. Lacey, of course, as we said, co-defensive MVP of District 7A. 178 rebounds on the season. 21 block shots, 72 steals, 59 deflections. Just has taken a charge. Just does everything. Leads all those categories for Clay County. Garrison, three ball, right side, a little too short. Rebound, Jellico. Taylor Marlowe with it. Marlowe across the timeline, knocked out of bounds by Garrison. And the biggest part that we've talked about multiple times about Lacey is improvement on the offensive end. Is that an Eads is called for her first personal. We'll see free throws coming. That's the fifth team foul against Clay County. Looking at Wicks on the year, you know, 25% free throw shooter, shooting 50% from two, 163 points scored on the season. That's good enough for 6.8 average a contest. And there's been a lot of games where she has been the leading scorer of this team.
Yeah, no doubt.
Shooting 25 still from the line?
From 3 points.
Oh,
that's
three,
from
okay.
Three.
Oh, I thought, yeah. Sure, she's been hitting good lately, her free throws. Oh, at one time wasn't much better than that, but they should be up a lot better now.
Yeah, it's climbed. Free throw right now for Lacey up to 36%.
Well,
and, yeah, a snapshot of the last 8 games or so would be much higher.
Yeah.
2 minutes left in this opening quarter, 18-7, so those free throws are good. By Jellico, something they're doing pretty good today. They hit one of two anyway. Garrison comes up with a steal. Halen now with it. Heads back to the left into the Clay County front court. Gives to Walden. Walden now, top of the key, swings to Ella. Elegant a drive. Kicks outside to Baylor. Baylor swings to Halen. Halen pulls the trigger on a three.
Yeah.
In there. First make of the day for Halen.
Ought to get her going.
From distance. And now a travel called against Jellicoe. Looking at Garrison on the season. 34% three-point shooter. 58 of 169 leads the team in that category. Yella Eads is second with made three-pointers with 33 coming into today.
Of course, Garrison making the second team All-District, I think, Daniel.
Sure did. Baylor Walden making third team. And also Natalie Smith joining her on the third team. So like Coach Sims said, all five of these Clay County starters on the first, second, or third team. Also adding Brooklyn Scott and Cleo Crawford to that freshman squad. And, hey, when you're the number two seed, you're going to find yourself with a lot of those top-ranking positions. So, yeah, you know, a big nod for sophomore Garrison in particular, being on the second team as a sophomore. Of course, just right behind her, Natalie Smith and Walden, all of those three just right in the middle of the pack of this district. Once you get past the top tier from Clark Range and Pickett County, of course, the rest of that first team, Zoe Nicholas from Pickett County, Katie Hopkins, and Lydia Phillips from Clark Range, rounding out the lineup. Of course, Emmy Lowe, the district MVP overall. Under a minute to play opening quarter, 21-9 the score. More free throws were made by Jellicoe. And now a foul called on Evans for Jellicoe.
First time they fouled, I think.
You're right, Coach. 46.8 seconds left in this opening quarter, 21-9.
We also saw our sixth man, or sixth girl, Claire Kendall, mentioned as an honorable mention. You know, that's a top 20 player in the league.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Thomas. A fine point there. Yes, that's listed right here below. I had not seen that yet. Claire's played a big role for this team this year. We have chronicled that several times, averaging 17 minutes of contest played. So you're talking half of the game. She's on the floor for Coach Walker. Good defense by Claire Crawford there. 10 seconds left in this opening quarter. Take away by Kendall. Claire Kendall now crosses the timeline. 5 seconds on this opening quarter clock. Gives to Crawford. Crawford pulls the trigger. Hits the three to finish the first quarter. Fine play by the freshman. The assist from her cousin, Claire Kendall. 24? Is that 24, Coach?
It is.
24-9 after one. Couple bulbs out on the scoreboard here at Jellico High School. Had to double check. 24-9, Lady Dogs lead.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County out to a fast start. They lead here at Jellicoe by a score of 24-9, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Leading the way for Clay County, Ella Eads, 9 first quarter points. Lacey Wicks has 5. Baylor Walden, Natalie Smith, both with 2, and Halen Garrison and Kalia Crawford, the freshman, both with 3, to help Clay County lead Jellicoe 24-9. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way. What a start for the Lady Dogs, guys.
No doubt. Just a strong quarter.
The only thing, we got 2 or 3 with 2 fouls. We really need to be a little more conservative on fouling, you know. Natty's got 2. Ella's got 2, I think.
Ace's got 2. Yeah. Natalie to the hoop. Missed the shot. Walden the rebound. Put back good.
Foul.
And she's fouled. Baylor going to the line trying to complete this three-point play. Walden on the season. Second-best free throw shooter on this squad, 67.2%. As we mentioned, Baylor averaging 5.9 points per contest, 3.7 rebounds, 1.4 assists. Missed that free throw. Rebound Osborne.
They didn't put our two up, though.
No, they didn't, but you're right. We got it, so 26-9. Of course, already once, Thomas, you chronicled some sloppiness with the scoreboard once.
Yeah, a little slow. They got it up now. Yeah, it makes me second guess and go back and change things, and by the time you get it done, it gets put back up.
Sophie Lay misses her shot. They came the rebound coming the other way. Garrison to Smith. Natalie pulling the trigger on three.
No good.
Rebound Halen. Halen now 6 foot floater. Good. Good job by Garrison there. Getting the rebound and put back. Garrison averaging 2.3 rebounds per contest. Osborne. Long two pointer. For Jellicoe. 28-11 now. Click Hedy up by 17. Garrison kicks to Walden. Baylor, long two-pointer. No good. Rebound, Jellicoe. Jellicoe now all the way to the hoop, and a foul called. A ticky-tacky one. Third personal is Taylor Marlowe's foul by Lacey Wicks. I didn't really see. I think back home, not in, not out, probably not a foul, but different set of refs here. Got to adjust.
Well, Upper Cumberland girls basketball is pretty physical. I mean, it really is.
They didn't probably call that one, though. I mean, it was probably a reach.
Osborne. Nice move, but loses the handle.
Well,
and the edge is knocked to the floor. No whistles blow. Natalie Smith picks it up. Then she's running two from behind. It must be pretty physical over this way. It's Clay County's getting roughhoused here early second quarter, 6:22 mark.
Something like they're blowing the whistles. A bunch of limbs there on us. I've done seen two that I thought was for sure fouls, but no call.
Massive substitutions coming for Gary McNeely here. Three wait at the scores table. Ease with it. Kicks to Garrison out top. Halen now going to drive to the elbow. Kicks to Natalie. Natalie going to circle into the paint. Tell you what I liked there. Had a good, strong take by Smith. She went in and had the shot and the foul called. But she fought on through that contact, nearly hit the shot. Smith at the line shooting two. 50% free throw shooter on the season. Smith averaging 7.5 points per contest, 3.8 rebounds, 2.2 assists. Fresh lineup for Gary McNeely. On the floor for Clay County, Ella Eads, Helen Garrison, Natalie Smith, Becker Walden, and Lacey Wicks. Wicks playing with those three personals. Of course, Coach Walker, I guess, maybe thinking he's not going to need her throughout the course of this whole contest. 29-11, Lady Dogs up 18.
Good time to see if she can play with three fouls, you know.
Pretty good lesson to try to learn, isn't it, to have to do that. Timeout taken by Angelico. We'll gladly take it with them. 6:01 mark of the second, Lady Dogs up by 18.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. All Lady Dogs so far here at Jellicoe, they lead the Lady Blue Devils 29-11, Daniel.
Strong lead. Jellicoe refusing to go away, though. Osborne with it. Works against Smith. Kicks outside. Three-pointer up and away by Marlowe. Actually, it was by Macy McCullough. And our ball goes out of bounds. And Clay County got in possession.
They could actually call a jump ball on that.
Oh. I'm having to do a lot more camera moving than usual, so I'm missing some stuff.
Busy.
I'm sure the tighter shot makes for better watching. You know, I kind of wish our old South Pittsburgh friend Glenn Blevins would tune into this one. He's always talking about a zoomed-in camera. This one's a little closer.
He'd like it, wouldn't he?
Lacey Wicks, ooh, nice entry pass there from Smith. Lacey couldn't convert, though, on the bucket. Found herself underneath the hoop. That's a tough spot.
Yeah, it seems like every time we run that backdoor play, I end up behind the backboard.
Three-pointer up by Jellico. No good. Evans going to touch it last. Clay County going to take back over. Last regular season game for Clay County here, 12-12 record on the season. Of course,
well, this season's been like a lot of, when I was coaching, it seemed like you play the first game, before you know it, the last game. You know,
yeah,
that, it flies by.
It's went quickly. Wicks with it. Nice baseline rebound. Second opportunity for Clay County. Yeah, the Eads had a really hot first quarter, and they call her for a travel.
I didn't see that.
I did not either. The 12 losses Clay County has this year. Triple A Upperman, 4A Cleveland, Double A Jackson County twice. No, just once. We split with them. Triple A Macon County twice. Triple A Livingston twice. Meigs County, I don't know if Meigs is single or double. They were pretty good.
They're double.
Double. That was over at the Herman Christmas Classic. Meigs County, pretty strong team. Lost that one-point game to East Robertson, first game of the new year after the calendar turned over. Probably, or I hope at least, we get to run into them again. That'll mean that we're fairly deep in the region tournament. Of course, Pickett County, two losses to them. And then the only other one, the tough road loss, double overtime loss down at Gordonsville. Coach Sims, not a bad loss in there. You'd like to play the East Rob Gordonsville game
again.
Yeah,
the Gordonsville's the one that we probably shouldn't have let got away, but the rest of them, you know, I think we still could beat Macon County.
Yeah.
And East Robertson, you know, but most of them, you know, been pretty good teams, a lot bigger than us.
Early in the year.
Yeah. And like I said, we've got better as we went. We could go back and play Gordonsville again, and we probably may have to here before long.
Sure.
We got them the last time, and like I said, we may get to play East Robertson again. We'll see what happens there.
Emily Houston shooting free throws, missed the first. Yeah, of course, you've mentioned a couple times the second one good there. Makes it 29-11, maybe 12, actually. Yeah, 29-12. 17-point lead for Clay County. Yeah, Lady Dogs, they've built an identity throughout the course of the year. Coach Walker narrowed down this lineup, and Clay County playing its best ball at the best time. And that's just, we talk about it all the time, you know, playing Upper Cumberland girls basketball against some of those bigger schools.
Yeah.
You may have the Eads knocking down another three. You may have a 500 record, going to finish 13-12 after we hang on to this one, hopefully today, even though it's early. You may be 13-12. That don't mean you're not a strong basketball team.
That's right.
Very deceptive when we get outside of our area. Three-pointer missed by Smith. Rebound to Eads. Her putback no good. Must have been partially blocked. Thomas halfway through this second quarter, 3:50 and ticking. Clay County up 32-12. Biggest save of the night, 20 points.
Yeah, Ella Eads into double figures with a cool dozen already after that three, and really that's the only look she's gotten here in the second quarter besides that last putback. She's been pretty hot so far.
No doubt.
She has. She's been shooting good.
Each game, you know, each of those losses, when we talk about in sports, you can learn more from a loss than a win oftentimes, and I think this team has done that. I think they've learned lessons from those losses and tried to build and improve. We'll find out as we get into district tournament action next week. Natalie Smith with the takeaway. The sophomore works off to our left here all the way to the hoop. Scoop shot blocked. When you take it in from that low, opens it up to defenders to get their hands on it. 23. 20 mark and a three-pointer good by Macy McCullough. Makes it 32-15. Haylen Garrison kicks out to Baker Walden. Walden top of the key. Drives to the elbow. Kicks back to Haylen. Haylen's three up and away. Good.
Right.
Her second triple. 35-15. Garrison nearly coming up with a steal. Clay County leading by 20. Make it 18. It's Savannah Lay, the senior for Jellicoe. Adds a bucket. This is senior night here at Jellicoe High School. Just like we saw on Tuesday night at Joe Sims Gym, between games, they will honor their seniors. Becker Walden shot faking a drive. Mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound Savannah Lake. Pushes ahead. Natalie Smith the flex out of bounds. Of course, Tuesday night it was cheerleaders Maylee Kyle and Jade Walker, along with girls player Lacey Wicks and three of the boys, Hayden Adams, Nate Adams, and Lance Burchett. Those six individuals being honored back on Tuesday night. One of our better crowds on hand to do it, Coach.
Yeah, it was. We had a good crowd there than that.
Osborne, nice move. She's really the best-looking player for this squad. Only a sophomore is Osborne. Thomas, we had the privilege of talking to her grandfather prior to the contest, and just a real nice guy from over here.
Yeah, a warm welcome when we got here. It's Kalia Crawford knocks down her second three.
Had that exclamation mark at the end of the first quarter, and now another one. Minute 50 left. She's grown a lot more confident as we've gone through this year, and we often talk about the freshmen by the end of the year. They're not really freshmen anymore.
No.
Kind of playing like a sophomore. Now we see her coming across the timeline with confidence. Gives the Garrison her three away.
Good.
Start of the contest for Garrison. Ella E. Taylor Garrison and Kalia Crawford all with multiple makes from distance. Savannah Lee with it. 8-foot floater good off the glass. Makes it 41-19. I've not done a good job with the score tonight. Partially blocked the scoreboard by a goal off to my right. As a takeaway, a rare turnover in this one by Clay County. Savannah Lay with the steal and the layup. Claire Kendall comes across the timeline, works to her right, gives to cousin Kalia. Kalia drives inside, swings to Scott. Scott now to Garrison. Garrison's floater. Good. Mid-range jumper, about an 8-foot shot, knocked it down. Clay County has a lot of those mid-ranges, and we've talked about them, and it's just something we've not seen a ton of.
Well, you don't see anybody shooting a 10- to 12-foot shot anymore. You know, it's either a three or a layup. It's pretty much what you see anymore.
Well, I'm glad that we are starting to look at Kalia Crawford keeping pace with Garrison.
She's wearing it out.
Three of them. What's Ella got? Has Ella got two or three makes from
She's got
this?
Three.
Two. She got two, Garrison three, and then
three?
Now Crawford three.
Coach Sims, sometimes his mental record
what
is as good
what
as that
what about they called it a two, but she hit three long shots.
So, the short story there, Clay County making it rain from distance.
Well, look at the scoreboard. We scored 46. There's a lot of games this year. We ain't scored 46. We're at halftime.
Crawford can shed another. Kalia Crawford ends the first quarter with a big three. Well, guess what, folks? She ends the second with another. The freshman on fire here, 49-21, is Kalia Crawford ends the first half with a bang.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Jellicoe, Tennessee. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Blue Devils 49-21 here at halftime. They're up by 28 as just on fire from the outside. And Clay County leads again, 49-21. It's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Lady Dogs jumped out to a quick lead. They went up by double digits midway through the first quarter, and then closed out the frame as Kalia Crawford dropped one of her four made threes here in the first half at the buzzer to put them up by 15, 24-9 at the end of the first period. Then they outscored the Lady Blue Devils of Jellicoe 25-12 in the second to push their lead to 28 as Crawford, again, right at the buzzer, halftime buzzer this time. She buried her fourth three for 12 points to give Clay County this 28-point lead. But she's not the only one in the double figures with 12. Haylen Garrison made three of her threes of her own and has 13 points here at halftime. Natalie Smith has 3 points. Baylor Walden, four. Ella Eads into double figures after a big first quarter, knocked down another three in the second for a cool dozen 12 points to match Crawford. And Lacey Wicks has five at the break. Leading the way for Jellicoe, Savannah Lay, 14 of their 21 points for Lay, and Mason McCullough has three, Chloe Evans one, Kendall Osborne two, and Emily Fuchsin has one. Jellicoe trails Clay County here on their senior night by a score of 49-21. Lady Dogs lead by 28. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Member, Member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County 49, Jellico 21, here at the break. Action taking place on John Clifton Court today. Just now saw what they had that name. Time for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Spring sports are right around the corner. Official practice dates this coming Monday. Won't be long, a couple weeks. First of March, got some action going on for the high school squads. I'll have to get schedules on those. I'm sure also junior high spring sports action coming up as well. So don't have that information, but it's right around the pike. Also, the Clay County Anglers will be back at it very soon. I know maybe the first of March. Also, hitting the water again. We always like to cover them. What we do know right now, still have some middle school basketball going on. Hermitage Springs sixth grader Paige Gross will be playing in the Upper Cumberland Middle School All-Star Game. 2 days from now, Sunday, February 16th, at Cooper High School. That game tips at 1 o'clock. Then we'll see Hermitage Springs seventh graders Calista Smith and Lily White be joined by Salina K-8 eighth grader Tyler Adams in the Junior High All-Star Game. That'll take place at 4 o'clock over at Cooper High School. Also know that assistant coach Jermaine McElvain's son, he goes over to Prescott Middle School in Cooper. He's playing in the boys' all-star from middle school, Jackson McElvain. So we'll throw a shout-out to him as well and wish all those players good luck. Don't know how often that's been going on, Thomas. But
I think it's the first year. Somebody's put a lot of effort into organizing that thing, and that's a good deal.
I mean, to
reward some of these young players around the Upper Cumberland. We know all about high school basketball around here, and it's because of what's done in those lower grades.
Oh, you know, for sure.
The upbringings and the training that those young players are getting, and to see them celebrate, it's pretty cool.
It is, and to have, you know, that's a selection committee. I don't know who's running
right,
that.
You may say,
well, you know, why don't we have anybody else from the county, boys, Hermitage Springs or Sonic K-8? I don't know. It just, they're selected by
an entity that is running the thing. So
right.
We're excited about the girls, though, that are in it and what they're going to accomplish on Sunday. Tennessee Tech basketball. Red shorts, shirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are 13-13 overall, 8-7 in OVC, and on the one-game losing streak after being beaten 75-79 by the Little Rock Trojans yesterday. They will play at SEMO, that is Southeastern Missouri, tomorrow with a 3:45 tip. Raptors 9:05, Tyreek Key and his NBA G League squad are on the one-game losing streak and tied for third in the Eastern Conference standings with a 12-7 record after splitting a pair of games with the Cleveland Charge this week. On Wednesday, they beat the Charge 102-96 before falling to them on Thursday 116-130. The 9:05 now have a week off. I'm sure they will all enjoy that. Then return to the court 1 week from tonight on Friday, February the 21st, against the Westchester Knicks. Local Sports Showdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, great first half here at Jugo.
It was. We shot the ball probably about as good as we have all year. You know, out the floor, didn't really get many layups like we usually do. More that mid-range jumper and a lot of threes. And, you know, we got some steals, not probably as many as I thought we would have, but I think Jellicoe's improved some since the first of the year.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Yeah, you know, Clay County using this game for what you kind of need to use it for.
Right.
You get up and you kind of work on some things you need to work on moving into the postseason. And Coach Sims mentioned two of them, Daniel. Outside shooting, mid-range shooting, and, you know, doing what they need to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
We need to, you know, come out here and, you know, put a few on the board real quick and let the little ones play the rest of this game. Not take a chance on getting somebody hurt.
Jellicoe with the ball. We have switched into the floor. Lady Blue Devils work at the hoop to our left as Osborne adds a bucket from right side. Sophomore Kendall Osborne.
He sent Crawford out there to start the half. Got Ella Lacey on the bench. No, Lacey's out there.
Wicks firing the three, no good. Yeah, may have already went ahead and pulled the trigger on some of those substitutes. Evans hands off to a teammate. That shot no good. Rebound Garrison. Garrison presses across the timeline. All the way into the paint. Scoop shot no good off the glass. Rebounded by Lacey Wicks. Kicks it back out. Garrison's three-pointer good.
Shot.
Four threes for Kalia Crawford. Four threes for Helen Garrison. Some sharp shooting going on here at Jellicoe. 52-23 the score.
Go.
7 minutes left in this third quarter. Natalie Smith gets the rebound off a Jellicoe Mies. Comes all the way, spins, shoots, and scores. Strong finish by Smith. Garrison caught with the reach-in foul.
Can't do that.
Just can't do that tonight. That's, some nights,
well,
maybe.
No, I don't think there's any night you can do that.
Put a hand on the hip and reach in for the ball.
You reach in like that, they're going to call it. They might call it one out of 100 times, but they're going to call it 99 out of 100, I believe.
Jellicoe on the inbound. Yeah, it's just, you know, that's part of learning. You just got to not do that. A sloppy foul. Wicks in there chasing the ball. Forces the three to be no good from Emily Houston. Garrison the rebound. Comes across. 6-foot jumper good.
He took his game over.
56-23. If my math's right, a 33-point differential. I think we determined that 30-point separation starting the fourth is enough for the mercy rule. And other accommodations could be made if the coaches agreed upon it. Garrison with the foul, second personal. Savannah Lay at the line. The senior knocks down the first.
You know, Lay's got 15 points in this contest, guys. She's a pretty good player.
She is.
For Jellicoe.
Yeah, her and Kendall Osborne. I guess the leading scorers, kind of. Osborne may not have as many as I think, though. I may just be favoring her because of the nice conversation with her grandpa earlier. Walden kicks over to Wicks. Wicks baseline drive. Shot up no good. Wrestles it away. And baseline call on Osborne. and she had wrestled it away from Wicks. That's no easy thing to do. Halen Inman works it into Baylor. Baylor kicks to Lacey. Lacey right wing back to Garrison. Three ball up. No good. Rebound, power dribble, putback. Smith, no good. Cleaned up by Crawford. Crawford climbing up into double figures already. A career high for her, safe to say. A dozen off of three-pointers alone. So I guess that's 14 she has now. And I may have missed another two somewhere else.
You're all over it, Daniel. Another foul on Lacey Wicks as she's challenging Lee.
Her fourth. Fifty-eight to twenty-six. After Lay, good on that free throw. Jellicoe's been great from the free throw line. Lay in particular.
She shot the outside of it from the line.
Does that very well. I'm sure Lay probably a District 3A superlative. Don't have that information, but
who they in the district with? Wartburg and that bunch?
Yeah, I think there's five teams. Five teams in that district.
Maybe Oakdale and Sunbright.
Sunbright's in there.
Yeah,
Coalfield.
Probably Coalfield, Oakdale, Sunbright, Wartburg, them, I'd say.
Sounds about right. Garrison, three ball, right side. No good. Rebound Wicks. No, knocked away. Kept alive. Garrison with it. Drives inside. Bounce pass to Smith and a rare foul call against Jellicoe. Well, they've headed to the other way.
Get out there. You want to light up play.
Crawford, inbound three. No good. Garrison, the rebound. She's got several of those. Her bounce pass intended for Crawford was taken away by Alyssa Brandenburg, who's checked in for head coach Gary McNeely. Crawford, the rebound off of Jellicoe Miss. Now subs come to the scores table for Coach Walker. Walden swings to Wicks. Wicks, three ball. No good. She has one make her. Crawford, the rebound. She was fouled over the back, but the officials didn't seem to mind. Osborne, full head of steam, all the way to the rack. Nice move. She scores from right block. Garrison now running the point. Dishes off to Walden. Baylor's three up and away in there. Myrna Walden making it look easy from distance. Take away by Smith. Mid-range by Garrison. Good. Clay County putting on a shooting clinic, Coach. They can't miss.
No, we may score as many as Tennessee's women did last night. They got 99 last night. So we will get 99 for 98.
63-29 right now. We'll stay on air here to accomplish two things. One more time. Just want to run down that District 7A girls team. MVP was Emmy Lowe. First team, Zoe Nicholas and Katie Hopkins. They're joined by Lacey Wicks, Nella Eads from Clay County. Also Lydia Phillips. Other Clay County members being named superlatives. Haylen Garrison, second team. Baker Walden and Natalie Smith were third team all-district. Claire Kendall was honorable mention. Then Brooklyn Scott and Kalia Crawford were named to the all-freshman team. Zoe McDuffie of Red Bull and Springs was that all-freshman MVP. Coach of the Year, Brent Smith, of course, going undefeated in conference play. We'll make sure and stay on during another timeout in a little bit during the boys' game to highlight our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Always try to do that.
Did Gordonsville or Red Bull have anybody on either of the three teams?
Well, let's see, Coach. Zoe McDuffie, second team.
Okay.
Mackenzie Hearn from Gordonsville, second team.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know Kaylee Tompkins. Oh, yeah, I do. Pickett County's Kaylee Tompkins. Kelly Underwood from Gordonsville was third team. And that rounds out that. Of course, Chloe Rogers, Sophia Sitton from Clark Range, both second team.
And some of the names I'm not familiar with, so I didn't know where they were from.
Addie Lowe from Pickett County also rounding out the second team. If you want to see that list, I'm sure if you're listening as a Clay County fan, you probably know this. But that has been posted on the social media by Clay County basketball accounts, Facebook and otherwise. You can go check out those teams there. Thomas, have we missed any Clay County buckets? Got Kendall at the line to shoot two here.
No, not yet. Haylen Garrison's two to give her 20 on the night was the last bucket. And hopefully Kendall can change that.
And she does so from the line, Claire Kendall, on the season. Only a 38% free throw shooter, 3 of 8 coming into today. On the floor with Claire Kendall, we've got Teddy Brown, Brooklyn Scott, Ella Eads, and Jenna Thompson. Osborne with it, the sophomore, kicks into the corner to a teammate. Three ball up and away by Jellicoe, no good. Rebound putback, good by Chloe Evans. Ella Eads now had an outstanding first quarter. Sat some early in this third quarter, now out on the court. Kicks to Thompson. Jenna, three ball right side. Yeah. In there, Jenna Thompson, a nice make from three. I'll have to go to Coach Meadows' numbers. First three of the season by Jenna. She was 0 of 6 coming into tonight and not taking a lot of attempts. Perhaps she needs to take them more often. Good shot by the sophomore. We talked during the halftime about this Clay County squad. Now, you know, not spent much time looking on down the road to next year because we're still so excited about what they're going to accomplish in the upcoming postseason. But Lacey Wick's the only senior, guys, on this team, and they're going to literally returning everybody with the exception of Lacey Wicks, and including Jenna Thompson, Brooklyn Scott out here on the court right now. Coach Sims, you know, Piggott County losing, of course, Emmy Lowe and Kaylee Tompkins. They're still going to be really good. We know that. Clark Range always good. Gordon's returning everybody. They could be the dark horse favorite for the district.
They could.
But Clay
County.
Jackson
County coming in, too.
Jackson coming in, Coach Brown. But Clay County going to be a strong, strong team next year.
You know, I could see four, maybe all five teams next year. Not a whole lot of difference in them, you know.
Right. Red Bowling going to be returning some players.
Yeah, right. And the guards, like you say, they bring back everybody, and they're just going to get better. And
Of course, Coach Brock now, in her first year, when she moves into her second year and her eighth-grade daughter gets older, they're going to be tough.
Yeah.
Update on the score there, Thomas.
Brooklyn Scott.
Who was shooting them?
Brooklyn Scott makes one of two from the line.
One of two.
Yeah, the thing you're talking about, Gordon, of course, won't be in the district. We'll swap them for Jackson County, but they will be in the region.
Right.
They'll be our region opponent.
Yeah, we'll probably still play them, hopefully. But
Brooklyn Scott, nice drive there. Couldn't finish. Got her on rebound, though. Kicks out to Thompson. Thompson swings the Eads, top of the key. Three, no good. Rebound. Thompson to Eads, now to Brown and to Kendall. Look at the ball moving. Baseline jumper, McKendall, no good. She got her own rebound. Fourth opportunity. Scott, three ball. Good. What is this? Maybe a record here.
Yeah.
For a different number of Lady Dogs with a made three.
I think I'm counting up 14 made so far.
Woo.
That's a bunch.
Travel against Jellicoe. Have to look at Brooklyn. She was one of four from three coming into today. Yeah, just, you know, really excited about this Clay County team. Next season and into the future. Ella Eads goes coast to coast. They count the bucket as the third quarter ends. 74-31 the score. We've got a beatdown going on in Jellicoe. 8 minutes of it left.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Blue Devils of Jellicoe 74-31, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Lacey Wicks, 5 points in the ballgame. Baylor Walden has 7. Clark Kendall, 2. Nellie Smith, 5. Jenna Thompson, 3. Brooklyn Scott, 4. And then you have two players with 14. That's Kalia Crawford and Ella Eads, and Halen Garrison leading the way with 20 in this one. Leading the way for the Lady Blue Devils, Savannah Lay with 18. This Lady Dog Scoring Submission brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Thomas, if you had to guess who made the Jellicoe Bucket, who would you pick?
Savannah Lace. You got 20 on the night.
Jellicoe, a rebound here. New players on the floor for Coach Walker. Got sophomore Emmy Carr. Katie Brown, the junior. Sophomore Jenna Thompson is another bucket made by Creekmore. Rounded down the lineup, freshman Lionel Birdwell and freshman Haley Roberts. 7:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Going to see that clock running here, 74-35.
Thought that was going to go, but did a little short.
Birdwell almost had that three. Lay going to fire one. No good. Rebound Katie Brown. Brown ended up pass to Roberts. Roberts across the timeline. She dishes off to Carr. Carr's three up and away. In that one. Now Lila needs to try her hand at another. 6:45 mark of the fourth. Creekmore with it out top for Jellicoe. Brown steps out with the defense. Creekmore hands off to McCullough. McCullough to Silcox. Silcox's 8-foot jumper good off the glass.
We're hitting everything now.
Birdwell now with it. Top of the key. Swings to Roberts. She tries her hand. No good. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound McCullough. McCullough now, the senior. Dishes off to Creekmore. Now back to McCullough. Three-pointer away from her right wing. Too short. Rebound Roberts. Haley now with it. Works into the paint aggressively. Loses the handle. Picked up by McCullough. McCullough going to hit her layup off right side. 77-39. 5:45 left. Carr with it. Gives to Lila. Lila to Haley. Haley to the left block. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Silcox. Allen pass ahead to McCullough. 8-foot floater right side. No good. Birdwell almost slapped in the face.
Yeah, she got fouled, I thought. But
I think she did. No whistles, though. Roberts on the inside drive. Kicks to Thompson. Firing on her second three. True.
Another one.
Multiple threes for multiple Lady Dogs. I don't know what Coach Walker said to him in the pregame speech, but it must have been a good one. Timeout for subs here.
How many threes have we hit in the game before? Anybody know?
That's 16 total tonight.
I mean, have we hit more than that before?
That's a good question.
You would know better than anybody, Coach.
I don't think I've ever had a team hit that many in a game. Unless Taylor.
It had to be pretty close. I mean, you had, Halen hit 10 herself one night.
Yeah.
So
probably,
I don't know.
My day anyway.
Right.
Close.
Well, of course, I only went to the three-point room in, 89?
88.
So maybe it's safe to say here, Andrew Metis, we may have put him on the research of that one.
Now they've got
Haley Roberts knocking one down. Her first of the contest. It's got to be a record for the number of players to have a made three. I challenge Coach Metis to look it up. Coming up with a nice steal is Emmy Carr. Emmy heads the other way. She's got one of those three-pointers tonight. Swung off to Roberts. Shot fake to the drive. Now Thompson firing on her third.
Oh,
yeah. Knocking it down. Clay County.
I never seen them.
Clay County taking over at Jellicoe.
No matter who shoots it, it goes in.
86-41. Jellicoe tries to answer. They can't do so. They can, though, as it's going to be Taylor Marlowe with the bucket from left block. Brooklyn Scott gives off to Birdwell. Burglar firing a three. No good. Lila going to have to try on another. 3:35 and ticking. I think Birdwell's still looking for her first three.
That might have been a little out of her range. She's back behind the line a little.
Thomas trying to count them up. He had it, and now we've hit so many.
Hit about 17 or 18.
Creeping in on 20 somewhere.
18.
18 of them. Mount test to Evans. Evans shot from left block. No good. Hanger Roberts, three rebound.
That's got to be a record.
All got to be. I agree. Brooklyn Scott gives the Carr. Carr firing a deep one. No good. 3 minutes left in this one, 86-43. Bucket there coming from number five, Sophie Lee, younger sister of Savannah. Take away by the Lady Blue Devils. And it's Osborne that's going to lay up good. She continues to put together a good night. So, yeah, I agree with you, Coach. You mentioned it. Jellicoe much improved over the last time. Kaylee Brown's three no good. Rebound Jellicoe, and Lionel Bird will call for the foul. Last time out, it was 64-23. This time, both teams score more.
Yeah, they've almost doubled their output.
2:20 and left, so Clay County will be back in action on Thursday night over at Livingston Academy. Weather pending, I suppose. It's going to be really cold next Thursday. Supposed to have some Tuesday night and Wednesday snowfall, around 3 inches projected for Clay County. We'll have to see if that holds true. The best part about that, State Highway all the way to Livingston, Livingston Academy right off of State Highway. Good flat ground there at the school, so, you know, hopefully, even if there is some bad weather, we'll be able to play. Of course, usually, TWSWA says you got to have that thing completed by the following Wednesday. So we've got some time, even if we had to delay it a little bit.
You know, 1 year it come that big one, we just had to not have it. You know?
2015 we decided earlier. On the way up here, it snowed a lot, about 8 inches.
Went by seeding, regular season
our
seeding.
Our boys ended up with
chance.
That was 1 year that we got knocked out first game of the district, so I didn't have to worry about it because I wasn't going to play no way.
Brooklyn Scott going to drive inside. Took me by surprise. It's been nothing but a barrage of three-pointers by Clay County during the second half. Thomas, I think Shelby Silcox, the bucket, off on the Jellicoe win.
Yeah, they discussed it at the coaches' meeting. You know, the way the schedule works, they've got a Saturday open.
Well,
you know, there's some other things like that they can do.
It's so much more drawn out than it used to be. Used to, the tournaments were, you know, dense or condensed. And, I was telling a while ago that we play, takes 3 weeks now to play what we used to play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we play, what, 4 games a night?
Yeah, used to. The region used to be brutal, you know, if you was a two or a three and kept winning and played Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then if you won Thursday or you got to Thursday, you'd turn around and play Saturday. Of course, that's what you was wanting.
Absolutely.
It was tough, you know.
Yeah. 36.2 seconds. They do stop this running clock as we've got McCullough in the line shooting free throws. Last time the teams met, it was Lacey Wicks with 20. Natalie Smith with 12. They were the only two Lady Dogs in double figures. A different story than that for the scoring. Thomas will run through that in full on the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee after the game here.
This is about over, 36 seconds.
Inbound to Lila Burble. Burble with it, crosses the timeline. Lila at right wing. And now a timeout for subs. No foul call. So senior Savannah Lay coming out, getting a nice round of applause from her hometown crowd.
Pretty good player.
Yeah.
Finished with 20 tonight, and, you know, type of player that could play in Upper Cumberland.
No doubt. I agree, Thomas. Good length about her, pretty good ball handler, certainly a good scorer. Osborne with it, 20 seconds left here, 87-51 the score. Osborne spins, shoots, scores. Carter Burble. Once again, Lila had hands to the face from Lady Blue Devil. They've been rough on Lila in this one. She kicks outside to Brooklyn Scott. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. Buzzer sounds. This one goes final. Clay County wraps up the regular season with a 13-12 record after a strong 87-53 win here at Jellicoe.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161. For both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Jellicoe, Tennessee. We just witnessed the Clay County girls knock off the Jellicoe girls 87-53 here on the road. And it's time for Eco Panels of Tennessee to present our Lady Dog wrap up. Coach Sims, Clay County started off hot on this one, went up 24-9 at the end of the first quarter, and it was pretty much over from
there. You know, from the last game of the year to try to play one to get ready for the tournament, I don't think we could have done any better than we've done tonight. You know, everybody I thought played good, shot the ball good, hit threes, hit mid-range shots, didn't shoot any foul shots hardly, maybe just very few, but just a good effort by everybody, you know. Hopefully we can, you know, carry it over next week when we play Clark Range and win that one and keep going.
And, of course, the story of this one ended up with, well, I have to count it, yeah, three players into double figures, and it looks like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, almost a dozen players on the board for Clay County, but 18 made three-pointers, Coach. We don't know for sure, but got to be a record.
I think it is. Like I said, I was there for a long time, and I never had a team hit 18 in a game, and I hadn't missed too many games since I quit coaching, but I don't think we've ever done that. You know, unless Taylor Strong hit a whole bunch and somebody else threw in a few more, but I don't really think nobody's ever really challenged that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach, and it came from a lot of different players. How important is that to see the ball go through the net from behind the arc from multiple players moving into the postseason?
Should give us some confidence, you know. Of course, some of the girls probably won't get to play much in the postseason, but, you know, it'll make them work harder, get better, you know.
No doubt. And also had a decent performance out of the Lady Blue Devils. Savannah Lay finished with 20 points in this game, shot it well from the free throw line, and once she caught it in the paint, you know, it went most of the time. Pretty good player.
I thought they played pretty well compared to what they did at our place. Like I said earlier, I think they've improved during the year. I don't know how many games they won, but, you know, they can probably compete with a lot of teams up in this area.
Osborne, Kendall Osborne, also into double figures with a cool dozen. She had 12, so two into double figures for Jellicoe. Emily Shelby Six, Silcox with 5 points. Emily Fuston had one. Taylor Marlowe, two. Chloe Creekmore ended up with two. Chloe Evans, three. Sophia Lay had two. And then Macy McCullough had five. Leading the way for Clay County, Halen Garrison. She had 20 points in this contest, Coach, and it wasn't just all about the three. We saw Garrison pulling up
a bunch of
shots in the paint.
She started out kind of cold. She missed her first about threes, I think, but then she finally got one to go from that point on. I mean, she only played about halfway of the third quarter.
Right.
I guess she played about all the first half. She didn't get any foul trouble, but that's pretty good for 2.5 quarters,
That's pretty good. And then the freshman, Kalia Crawford, coming in. Knocked down 4 threes in the first half, Coach. Finished with 14 points. Got to be a career high for her.
Yeah, no doubt. But she hit everything she threw up in the first half for her. She won the second half?
No. She had a layup in the second half, finished with 14.
Threes, but freshman doing that, I can see her being a pretty good player down the road. Her and Scott both, they both got some pretty good minutes this year, and they got a little height, especially Scott. And that's the one thing that we're kind of missing right now is any height. And, I thought they played really well.
And then Ella Eads, she kind of got this thing going, I thought. Nine first quarter points, knocked down a three, and was finishing at the rim, Coach.
Came out from opening tip, and played. I think she had like nine out of our first 15 or 16 points. Got a little foul trouble, but everybody else kind of started hitting some shots then, but she played really well, too. They all played good.
They did. Finished with 14 points. Lacey Weeks with five. Baylor Walden had seven. Clark Kendall, two. Natalie Smith, five. Jenna Thompson knocked down 3 threes for 9 points. Cleo Crawford, we talked about, had 14. Brooklyn Scott, five. Emmy Carr and Haley Roberts, both with a three. Clay County made 18 from behind the arc, just like we said in this one, to win 87-53. Coach, appreciate you making the trip. Kind of a scenic ride down here,
It is. And we hit some traffic problems, so we got extra scenic.
I understand.
Some wreck or something. We had to turn around, go back on interstate, go up.
Oh, is that right?
A few more exits and get off and come through Oak Ridge and Clinton. Probably slowed us down about 35 minutes. We got here before the game started.
You did. As always, love to have you with us. Look forward to the tournament next week.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We got senior night going on here at Jellicoe High School, so a bit of an extended period between the games. We'll be back with boys action very, very soon. And as we begin with the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show coming up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your need.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and
Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Making Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Roberts. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back, folks, to Jellicoe High School here on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. Recent action going back to Tuesday night. Clay County lost to Jackson County 43-58. Piggott County lost to Gordonsville 43-55. Ribbon Springs lost to Westmoreland 21-54. And then last night, Ribbon Springs and Monterey played. Didn't check for a score on that. I don't know the outcome. I assume Monterey won. They were probably favored. Doug's going to look that up for us right now. Tonight's action, 16-6 Clay County, right here at 11-11 Jellicoe, 16-10 Gordonsville, hosting 0-15 Whipple. Redbourne Springs, their season is done. 0-24, final record pending that Monterey result. Clark Range's regular season is done. 15-13, overall record. And Piggott County's season is done, regular season portion, 19-7. No score on that Redbourne Springs game. So, Doug, you know, an interesting one there. Not a surprise necessarily, but Piggott County 43. Gordonsville 55. We know Coach Bevin, the Tigers, have the ability to do some good things. They certainly did good things knocking off Piggott County, only one district loss for the Bobcats this season. That being it?
Yeah, just a good solid game by Gordonsville. And, you know, they've played one of those better games. And they done it last year. Tournament time, you know, they knocked Piggott off, you know, to flip-flop those home and away games in that sub-state. So,
right.
Just a good solid win for Gordonsville going into the tournament.
Sure was. So Piggott County riding a two-game losing streak after losing to Clinton County, Kentucky, then to Gordonsville. Final District 7A regular season standings. Piggott County, the number one seed, 7-1. Gordonsville, the two seed,
at 5-3. Clay, the 3 seed, at 5-3. Clark Range, the 4 seed, at 3-5. And Redbourne Springs, the 5 seed, at 0-8. So the next district action that we will see will come at Livingston Academy on Tuesday night when Redbourne Springs and Clark Range meet at 8 o'clock in the district quarterfinal elimination playing game. Obviously, Clark Range probably heavily favored in that one. Redbourne Springs still looking for the first win, but anything could happen there.
Yeah, well, a lot of pressure on you when it's a playing game. You know, a lot of times the best team don't win those games. So, you know, it's who handles the pressure the best of being eliminated right off the bat, where the other three teams are sitting knowing they're moving on no matter what.
Right.
So that's got a little more pressure to it, so you never know.
Those other three teams will be in action on Friday, February the 21st. The first game at Livingston that night will be a 6:30 tip between the number one seed Pickett County Bobcats and the winner of that Red Springs Clark Range playing game. And then Clay County, the 3 seed, will be meeting the 2 seed Gordonsville Tigers at 8 o'clock following the Pickett County game. That's going to be 1 week from tonight, 8 o'clock tip for Clay County and Livingston Academy. Like Doug said, not an elimination game, but for seeding moving forward. Of course, the championship and consolation will come on the following Tuesday over there. Of course, like we said with the girls, that's all weather pending, depending on what goes on next week. We do have superlatives that were named yesterday coming out of the coaches' meeting. District 7A boys MVP, not a huge surprise, Jacob Amanetta of Pickett County. I suppose I have to say well-deserved, and it was. He's a great player.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he's been named a Mr. Basketball finalist, Amanette. So, you know, another one from Upper Cumberland.
Is that – now, football expanded this year to 5. What's basketball do? One of 3 then?
That's right.
Okay.
They just named 3.
Go straight to the finalists.
They do.
Instead of semifinalists. So, first team, getting into some Clay County folks here. First team All-District, Bryton Swallows from Clark Range, Eli Reagan from Pickett County, Nate Adams and Lance Burchett from Clay County, and Carter Gibson from Gordonsville. Solid top 5 there, including, of course, MVP Amanette Doug is the 6, making up the first team.
Oh, yeah, that's – be nice to have that one team together, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But that's 6 solid ball players right there.
Yeah, you'd probably have a state championship there if you had all those composed. Second team All-District, Pickett County's Nathaniel Cobb, Gordonsville's Brody Sachs, Pickett County's freshman Cole Amanette. Tucker Smith from, where's he from? Gordonsville,
yeah.
I thought so. And then Mason McCorder from Clark Range making up the second team. And then we find some more Clay Countyans in the third team. Nolan Adams and Cole Eads, I've seen those guys in that second team. That's where we would have had them. We'd have had them higher. But Nolan Adams and Cole Eads joined by Lyric Parrish, Jay Foster, and James Peoples, all making up the third team. Then you've got honorable mention Hayden Adams from Clay. And here's one. That is no surprise to us. On the all-defensive team of the district, we find Nolan Adams. You know, anytime we've got a guard that needs shut down, Coach Edwards says, Nolan, go get him. And we know how tough he is there. So a big nod to Nolan by the district coaches putting him on that all-district team or all-defensive team.
Yeah, it's just disrespect right there. I mean, defense is work.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people overlook that. You know, offense, you know, everybody get out of shoot. Play good defense. You're putting some effort every night.
Yeah, I love that defensive team. Always glad they include that. Folks, that has been the let me find my spot. Boys 7A update brought to you by Coleman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. The other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We may just go ahead and play an ad. Come right back here in just a moment and do the full coverage final word. We'll be back.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the H&H Show on Equipment Parts Pregame Show, time for the full coverage final word. Will we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashhawk and Strong Insurance. Doug, we were on hand for it when these teams met back in December. We didn't get to have a final outcome. Clay County was leading by 4 points early fourth quarter. The lights go out in Joe Sims' gym, so we don't know how that one would have ended. Hopefully we can get a full one tonight.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing, you're going to have to score with this bunch typically. If you look at their scores, you know, they usually put a lot of points on the board. So scoring is going to be big tonight to keep pace with them.
Of course, that night at home, it was 62-58. So like you say, a high-scoring contest. And that is something Jellicoe likes to do. Just looking at some recent scores, they put up 96 against Wartburg recently, 89 against Coalfield. Very strange to see them held under 50 points. It's only happened once all season. So a great point for you. They're basically going to get half of 100, and you better do it too.
Yeah, that's it. And like I said, of course, that's the kind of pace we want to play too. So it's going to be who can get those shots in the pace. And so it'll be a big night.
Last regular season game here, Doug, coming off a tough non-conference loss to Jackson County. Would it be big here for Clay County just to get a good win, just for nothing else, a good feeling as you enter a week of no basketball?
Yeah, you always, going into tournament play, you want to get a positive note. You know, win will be a super positive note. So the main thing is just get something preparing you for the next round. That's what you want to do. So,
folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashhawk and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with the hometown Jellicoe Blue Devils. Head coach Mike Reynolds, 11-11 record overall this year, 5-2 in District 3A play. They do ride a two-game win streak. That's not right. It looks like a one-game losing streak after a loss to Sunbright coming into this contest. Starting for Jellicoe, number 33, Blake Shelby. Number 0, Dre Webb. Number 1, Caleb Rose. Number 4, don't have one on the roster that I had from last time around. Gavin Dabney. And number 22, Seth Brandenburg, starting for Jellicoe. The Clay County Bulldogs head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 554 wins to 224 losses. 16-6 record this year, 5-3 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Leeds. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Junior number 5, Warner Melton. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Stephen and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Clay County wearing the gold travel jerseys, black numerals on them. Jellicoe, the white home jerseys, blue numerals on those. Clay County will shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Jellicoe will shoot at the hoop to our right. Going to make that note of Dabney being number 4. Had him as 13 for some reason. I don't know why. Of course, Nate Adams not available in this one, serving a two-game suspension from ejection from the last contest. He will return after the district semifinal against Gordonsville. Here we go. Time to get it on. Shelby going to step in against Hayden Adams. Adams jumped the gun. Actually, out-jumped Shelby, but jumped a little too quick there. So it's going to be Jellicoe, Dre Webb, left side. Webb being honored here on senior night just a few moments ago. Hands off to Dabney. Dabney's 3-ball, no good. Rebound Coley's. Eads having an outstanding junior campaign. Passes ahead to classmate Warner Melton. Got three juniors and two seniors on the floor right now. Senior Lance Burgett kicks back to Cole. Zone defense here out of Jellicoe.
Eats, three ball, left side. No good. Rebound. Shelby works it ahead to Dabney. Dabney now back to Rose. Rose kicks off to Brandenburg, who drives the hoop and scores left side. 2-0, Jellico in front, first points. Coach Edwards giving signals from this seat at the end of the bench. Adams inside. Nolan, a jump stop, my bucket.
Good take from Nolan right there. Got a feeling we'll see a good dose of Nolan tonight.
I feel that you are correct on that. He's been playing at such a high level lately. Baseline jumper by Dabney. Tom, or not Thomas, but Doug, you talked about a high-scoring shootout, 4-2. Both teams looking crisp.
Yeah, like I said, both of them want pace, and right now we're getting it.
Mid-range jumper, Lance Burchett from the elbow, no good. Good hustle by Lance, tried to save his own rebound, couldn't do it, though.
Jellico coming out in kind of an extended 1-3-1, I think, Doug. It kind of morphs into different things from what I've seen so far. Yeah, because it morphs into that little diamond, that 1-2-1-1 a lot, and that's a little different.
Dre Webb, no good on the three-point attempt. Rebound, Nolan with it. He's fouled hard. Harder, it wasn't malicious. Just everybody just moving quickly. High contact. Webb, I think, going to be called for the personal. He's first.
You know, if I remember at home, we didn't see that defense up there. But,
no, I don't think
so. Getting close to tournament time, you're probably going to see some stuff from Coach Edwards and Jellico tonight, just preparing for tournament for something different.
Pretty sure Coach Reynolds here at Jellico, a veteran himself, been at it a while, I believe. Cole Eads, his second three-pointer, good.
Good ball movement for Clay Candy to get an open shot for Cole.
10 three-pointers as we see Shelby adding a bucket. 6-5, the score, Jellico in front. 18 three-pointers by 10 different ladies in that girls' game. Maybe the boys will be just as hot. Cole Eads tries another rebound. Hayden Adams, Hayden gives to Nolan. Nolan swings to Warner. Warner back to Nolan, kicked over to Lance. Lance now working against Dabney. Now Webb comes out to him. Lance in a trap, passes out of it. Good defensive effort by Jellico so far. Three-pointer. Lance, top of the key, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Jellico. And Clay County maintain possession.
Just a good open look right there. Good ball movement for Clay County. Getting nice looks.
See Hayden Adams coming out early here for the sophomore, Jake Copeland.
Three ball, Nolan, left side, no good. Rebound, Cole Eads. Put back, no good. Through contact, it is good, rather. Good through contact.
Good tough play there with Cole. Battling to get that and stick it back in.
7-6, Clay in front by one. Well, the makings of a dandy here so far in this one. 5:04 mark of the first quarter, only 3 minutes in, but back and forth ball. Nolan Adams to the rack, shot up good. Talk about finishing. Nolan continuing to grow as a player and just playing at a crazy high level. Caleb Rose also playing at a high level. Fade away three-pointer from right side. 9-9. And Thomas already, you're probably cramping a little bit in that right hand from right in the scoring now.
Yeah, a frantic pace to start right here. And that's what Clay County has to do. They're going to have to score with this Blue Devil team.
Nolan with it. Pivots. Gives to Lance. Lance on the drive. Kicks down out to Warner. Warner not expecting it. And went through his hands.
Yeah, just a great look by Lance Burchett right there. Melton just got to squeeze it.
Jellico in the paint, getting away with the travel. Brandenburg gets it away to Rose, though. Rose working against Burchett, kicks to Webb. Webb the leading scorer on this Jellico team. He shot up no good. Rebound by Shelby.
Good knock away there by Jake.
Clay County taking it back, like you said, the sophomore. I'm not sure if we saw Hayden come out already back at the scores table. Maybe he had to adjust something on that mask that he's having to wear. Hayden with that nose injury in practice that he's wearing the mask for now. We saw the goggles earlier for some stitches above the eye as a travel call against Nolan. So Hayden with two different serious facial injuries this year.
Yeah, he had no luck with the facial. So, but I did give him some confidence. He didn't get any uglier. So.
Hayden just has been a huge part of this 16-6 season that Clay County's having. Is it's Dabney who adds another bucket. Hayden on the season, 3.4 points per contest, 3.4 rebounds. half an assist, and just does all the dirty work in the paint, Thomas, the only true post player Clay County's got, and you won't outwork a good Hayden Adams effort.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Is Clay County having a little bit of trouble with this zone trap, yeah. Doug, back-to-back turnovers for them.
Well, they're forcing a little right there. You just got to be patient getting the gaps against the zone. They've been patient to the last couple of possessions. Just got to get patient getting the gaps, and you'll be all right.
He's ahead to Melton. Melton, three-pointer, left corner, good. A good stroke by Warner. Dabney now tries to answer with a three of his own. No good. Rebound, Cole Eads. Eads possibly the leading rebounder on this team. Trying to dig out my season totals. Got too many papers. As Lance Burchett adds a 10-foot jumper from the elbow.
One of the things is Nate Adams. As far as rebounding leader.
14-11. Clay in front by three. Nolan the other way. He's fouled. Rebounds, let's see. Cole averaging five a contest. Nolan 4.7. Nate 5.3. So he's got him edged up by 3/10.
So all three of them right in there, pretty good averages,
yeah.
Right there.
Worked into Burchett. Lance, three-pointer. No good. Rebound Dabney. Foul on Nolan. That's a tough one, but it was
yeah.
The right one.
Yeah, I tried to flip that out, and just got a little too much contact right there.
2:23 mark of this first, 14-11. Jellicoe 11-11, according to Coach T on the season. That includes some losses to the likes of Pickett County and some other good boys' teams. Dabney, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Cole Eads. Cole coming out of there full head of steam. Crosses the timeline, works to the right, sets up at right wing, bounces it to Nolan in the corner. Nolan, a baseline drive, gets to the block, shot up through
wow.
A ton of contact. How'd he finish it?
That's just a strong move right there. He just outpowered him once he got in there.
He
that
did.
Nice.
And he hung in the air to do it because he felt the contact and knew if he released it, at that moment it was going to be blocked, but he fought on through it. Just a great play by Nolan Adams. Cole with it. His shot from left block, they say he landed before he passed on the jump. Travel.
He just needs to pull that up and shoot it right there. And then he's got the miss. You've got backside help to get the rebound. He just needs to shoot that one.
Yeah, Clay County on a quick 7-0 run here, Daniel, to take this five-point lead.
Minute 40 and ticking, 16-11. Clay in front. Dabney left wing. Elbow jumper, no good. Actually good. I don't know why I said no good. Nolan Adams called for the foul. Just another one of those came in with upper body contact after the shot and didn't affect the play, but they're going to call that
yeah.
Up time.
Yeah. Yeah, that shooter, you get kind of on the shooter coming down, moving a little, they're going to call it about every time.
The strange thing, though, more contact on this other one that Nolan
yeah.
Had, but it was an interior shot. Hayden?
No, they caught it on White, 21.
21 White, okay.
Yeah.
Dakota Marlowe, who was checked into the contest.
Is that Nolan's second foul?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I've got. I've got him with two. Already down eight, Clay Kenny. Of course, next guard up would be sophomore Juju Villa. Hayden Adams, 6-foot baseline jumper. In and out, no good. Dabney pulls it down. Minute 10 left in this opening quarter. A slide stomp, could have been called a travel, was not. Now a three-pointer hit by Caleb Rose, his second three-pointer of the quarter. That run Thomas mentioned is over. We've got a tie game, 16-16. The deficit has been erased by the Blue Devils. Here's a trap in the corner. Melton passes out deep, three, Lance Burchett, no good. Hustle rebound by Hayden Adams. Cole with it, top of the key three, good. Man, Cole just playing big here. All the dogs playing well. 19-16, first quarter, 30 seconds left. Dabney good. Jellicoe answering everything Clay County does. 1 point in the lead now for Clay, 19-18. Lance Burchett, 15 seconds. Hands to Nolan. Nolan defended by Dre Webb. Nolan into the paint, jumps, shoots. They are not going to call that inside contact tonight.
No.
That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Oh, what a play by Hayden Adams. Good Clay County possession.
It was just excellent hustle right there by Hayden.
Reynolds just furious that his guys got out hustled that way. You got to get up early in the morning to out hustle Hayden Adams, though. No one inbound. 5 seconds on the clock. Cole with it. Thanks about a three. Dishes off to no one in the corner. Going to have to fire it. Does so with 1 second. There he hits it. What a way to finish the corner. We saw Kalia Crawford in the girls' first quarter with a three. Nolan Adams does it in the boys' game. That should make it 22-18 after one. What a high-scoring game here at Jellicoe.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Jellicoe for Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Dogs lead the Devils of Jellicoe 22-18. They're up by 4 heading into the second quarter, and here's your Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Leading the way for Clay County, Nolan Adams, 9 first quarter points. Cole leads right behind him with 8. Lance Burchard has 2, and Warner Melton knocked down a big 3. For the Blue Devils, Caleb Burroughs has 6, Seth Brandenburg 2, Gavin Dabney 8, and Blake Shelby 2 for Jellicoe, who trail the Dogs 22-18 heading into the second. This Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Melton has it taken away by Dabney. Dabney had the way of Webb scores. They gave Nolan 2 on the scoreboard. Right now it's showing 21-20. They never have made it to 3.
Oh, really?
And now official timeout for one of those balls that were thrown out by the cheerleaders during the break.
So it was a 2, you think?
Well, that's all they credited him for.
Okay.
We saw that in the girls' game.
So 21-18 into the first.
That's what they had on the board, yes. Dogs up by 1, according to that. Perhaps it was a long 2 by Nolan to finish the quarter. It was off in the left corner. Hard for us to see his feet. Go with it in a trap. Jellicoe has got to send that trap several times. Three-pointer this time by Nolan, no good. Each time we've been in the trap, Doug, we've been able to pass out, though, so far.
Yeah, get good and patient with it and let them come to you so open gaps, and we've been finding that. So.
Three-pointer by Cole Eads.
Eads really stepping up here. You know, somebody was going to have to for Clay County, and Eads is.
Dabney with a big bucket for the Blue Devils, and everything either team done, Doug, has been answered immediately. 24-23. I still question the 2 or 3 pointer by Nolan. I think it was a 3. Warner Melton's 3, no good. Rebound to Dabney. Dabney presses ahead to Webb. Webb works against Nolan, kicks it off to a teammate. Now back to Dabney. Dabney step back 3. No good. Rebound Cole Eads. Cole looking for teammates. Pushes ahead to Nolan. Nolan in left wing. Now gives to Lance. Lance going to be called for the travel. Juju Villa checking in. Warner Melton checking out. 24-23 on the board here. 6:34 mark of the second.
Again, I think Clay County's doing a great job between Nolan Adams and Cole Eads stepping up to score some points, and Nate Adams' absence here, Doug. That's the key coming into this one, just like you said.
Yeah, those two's got to step up their game, take up most of the slack. Then they're got to just fill in and do something, too.
Jellicoe with it, looking for a lead. Dre Webb misses from right side. Oh, got a foul by Marlo, another no call. Some of this, I don't know. I'm just, my new slogan on the week is I have no opinion. I'm not going to have any opinion on any of it. Here we go, 24-23. 6:05 and ticking here. Colby's pulling the trigger on a three. Yeah, he's got 3 of them things.
Yeah, just a good
maybe
job
4.
Stepping in the gap right there and them finding him.
He does have 4 threes. We saw Halen Garrison and Clea Crawford with 4 threes each in the girls' game. Colby's has already matched him. It's the 5:52 mark of the second quarter. Cole Eads, a man on fire. As Lance Burchard comes the other way, misses his shot. Margo the rebound. Alec passed ahead to Rose. Caleb Rose with it. He drives against Hayden Adams. Wild shot up, no good. Adams the rebound. Khalid's going to get it now off the hands of Hayden.
Pretty nice job of Hayden right there just to disrupt that.
Cole to Lance. Lance pushes ahead to Nolan. Nolan left side. If Khalid touches it, I know what he'll fire up. Nolan on the inside drive. Nolan's been just as hot on his inside drive as Cole has on the three-pointer.
And I think a lot of that's what's opened up Cole, him being able to get that penetration, and Cole might knock down those shots.
Well, every time Nolan collapses like that, they bring two or three Blue Devils on him. He splits them. Nolan with it. Goes to the baseline, calling for the travel. Tried to do just a little much. I think he was thinking about behind-the-back pass there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. As he made his move, he got stuck on his hip.
Yeah,
just kind of see that a lot of times.
Nolan getting a breather here.
Largest lead of the game. Clay County leads by six, Daniel.
29-23. Juju Villa checks in on the floor with Villa. Burchett, Hayden Adams, Warner Melton, Cole Eads, Dre Webb three-pointer, no good. Warner knocks it out of bounds. It stays with Jellicoe. Just a tough one the way it come off.
Yeah, it didn't come off very hard, and he just couldn't handle it.
Webb to inbound. 4:51 mark. Looking at these losses, I'm curious. North Green, Chattanooga Prep, Pickett County twice. Midway, Powell, Gibbs, Wartburg, Midway, Oliver Springs, and Sunbright, the losses. So we know Pickett County and Chatt Prep. We know the reputations they have. So it could be that this Jellicoe boys 11-11 record, very similar to the 13-12 record our girls have. We know that that's, in reality, a strong record. This 11-11 Jellicoe team also pretty strong.
Yeah, they are. But, again, like Doug says, they count on scoring points and creating that pace. So it can be kind of streaky, you know, like a streaky shooter. In other words, they can have some bad off games, you know.
All right. Dabney, baseline jumper, no good. Both teams going cold on the last couple possessions here. Here's a takeaway. Dabney with it. Gives off to Marlowe. Marlowe shot good. 29-25. 4-point difference. Cole leads directs in traffic. Kicks over to Nolan. Now Nolan directs. Bounces to Cole. Cole bounce pass to Hayden. Hayden misses left block. Rebound Marlowe. Jump ball call. Nice job by Juju Villa. Coming in there and tying up the bigger Marlowe.
Yeah, he got in there after that. Good job tying that up.
Juju checking out. Lance checking back in. That's big to be able to get Villa to come in. 2-minute breather.
Yep.
And do some good things.
And that's going to be big tonight, getting a minute or two from somebody off the bench. You know, Jake's been in for Hayden already. Juju's come in. So that's big to be able to get a little rest.
Time for these two sophomores in Copeland and Villa to earn their keep. Another jump ball call. Good hustle play by both teams. 3:47 left in the second quarter. 29-25. Clay going to slow the pace here. Still working against this zone. Bit of a 1-3-1, I guess.
Yeah, they went more to the traditional 1-3-1 where they were doing a little diamond earlier.
Take away. Dabney's had several steals. He gets another. Dishes off to a teammate. He travels. No whistles blow. Bucky good, though, by the reserve, number 12 off the bench. I've got Braden Teague being the player's name. Nolan Adams,
yeah,
was it, Doug?
Yeah, just a great look by Lance throwing it up and Nolan getting the layup.
Offensive foul call, Dre Webb. Nice job by Nolan Adams. Nolan named to that defensive District 718 for a reason. The sixth charge of the season taken by Nolan Adams. Leads the team by far in that category. Actually, Hayden's taking four. He's right behind him, taking some of those post offensive fouls.
Yeah.
Cole with it. Works across the timeline to Nolan. Taken away by Dabney again. Dabney just a thief in there this morning. Or this tonight, I should say. Teague, another bucket. He's come off the bench with a vengeance here. 2:55 mark, second quarter. 31-29. Dogs up by two. Single possession game. Nolan inside. Layup, no good. Rebound, Marlowe. Marlowe to Webb. He loses the handle. Travels. He slid, and it's picked up by Hayden Adams. Nice job by Hayden. He was dribbling as he went. And that's what I've got to learn is I travel an outcome against Nolan.
I don't think we've ever seen this many travels all season long. They've called several.
great job on Webb, and you had to correct me there, Thomas. Once earlier this year, I started to go crazy, and somebody can slide all they want on the floor as long as they're dribbling. And heads-up play by him to do so. Nolan Adams picks up his third personal. Completely different atmosphere from the girls' game. 31-29, 2:32 mark of the second. Dabney with it. Swings to Teague. Teague in a trap. Hands back to Dabney. Now inside. Bucket, no good. Juju Villa fighting for the rebound. Pulls it down.
Hey, good defensive play with Juju to disrupt that shot before he got that rebound.
Nice pass from Eads to Melton. Melton reverse layup. Good. Warner Melton laying it in. Puts Clay County up by four, 33-29. Dabney to Teague. Teague works against Villa. Drives baseline. Stops him at the block. Dabney, three-pointer, left wing. No good. And we're going to have Villa?
No, got it on the display over there.
Credit Villa with the textbook box out. Had positioning, and Teague went over his back. Just did it best you can do it.
This is great work with Gigi right there.
I think, the fundamentals of the box out sometimes forgotten, and we saw Villa perform it with great execution right there. Burgett, three-pointer right side, no good. Rebounded by Jericho, and Villa called for the foul. Jacob Bolin was the person on the rebound.
That's one you kind of like right there. Juju's had his hand on that ball before he made that foul. I mean, he's accurate in there.
Minute 35 left in the second. What a treat this game has been. 33-29. Clay County up by four. Teague fires the three right side. Drains it. 1 point difference. 33-32. Lance to Cole. Working against this zone. Now ahead to Warner. Warner back to Lance. Lance to Villa. Villa to Eads out top. Baseline drive from Warner all the way to the rack. Misses the layup. Dabney the rebound. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. Travel call.
They may have that call down tonight, guys. So they calling me and them.
33-32. Clay County enjoying a one-point lead. Bounce pass ahead to Eads. Three-pointer no good. Villa the rebound. Knocks it over to Lance. Lance pulls the trigger. He's knocked down. Now a jump ball. A travel.
Yeah, simultaneous possession.
I was going to say, can you call a jump between two players? So they call it a travel when that happens?
Yeah,
that's right.
Something we've just not seen a lot of.
You don't see it a whole lot. You really don't.
I kind of each of them had it on their hip. Their heads were pointing the other way and didn't realize it was a teammate. Friendly fire there. Clay County with a chance to build on this one-point lead. 39.5 seconds left in the second quarter. Nolan Adams on the bench with those three personal fouls. Cole leads, fires the three, no good. He has five of them in the first half. Or just four, I suppose.
Four.
Teague to inbound, 27.2 seconds left in the second. Clay up on one, 33-32. Works into Dabney. Dabney, three-pointer, good. He is shooting hot. Can't let him get that open.
Yeah, give him just a little bit of space, and he's going to be deadly.
Jellico back in front for the first time in a while, 35-33. Pass ahead to Hayden, 10 seconds. Cole leads, and looks true. Ooh, went in and out. Hayden Adams tried to clean it up. He shot no good. Man, I thought that was going to go both times. Dabney, desperation, three at the buzzer, no good. What a contest here in Jellico. It's the hometown Blue Devils 35, the visiting Clay County Bulldogs 33 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades.
and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network here in Jellicoe, Tennessee, where Clay County trails Jellicoe, and here in the boys game by two at 35-33 as Jellicoe closed out the first half with back-to-back threes to claim their first lead since early in the ballgame, midway through that first quarter. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Like I said, Jellicoe was up 11-9 midway through the first before Clay County ripped off a 7-0 run to gain control. Got up by many as five, and it was a three-point game at the end of the first quarter at 21-18 as Nolan Adams drained what we thought was a three, but ended up being a two-point bucket to make it 21-18. And then Jellicoe outscored the Bulldogs 17-12 in that second quarter as it was back and forth throughout. Clay County did go up by as many as six before Jellicoe cut into it down the stretch and then claimed this two-point lead here at halftime. For the Blue Devils, Dre Webb has 2 points, Caleb Rose six, Seth Brandenburg two, Braden Teague seven, all coming in the second quarter, and then Dakota Marlowe two and Blake Shelby two, and Gavin Dabney has been the better of all of the Blue Devils. He got 14 here at the break for Jellicoe. For Clay County, Cole Eads leading the way. Four first-half three-pointers plus another bucket for 14 at halftime. Nolan Adams has a cool dozen, 12, did pick up his third foul, didn't get to play much of the late second quarter. Lance Burchett, 2 points so far tonight, and Warner Melton, who's getting the start in place of Nate Adams, who suspended for this game, has 5 points at halftime as Clay County trails Jellicoe by two, 35-33. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust. Come grow with us. Stay with us for much more of the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show, including the ever-popular Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County up, no, trailing by two, 35-33 at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the Mayella Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Today, of course, was the regular season finale for the Lady Dogs. In the regular season finale of 2013, the Lady Dogs hosted Gabriel Christian. When the final buzzer sounded, the black, purple, and gold had a dominant 70-18 victory and a 15-11 record for the regular season. In that game, what player recorded 5 assists and 8 steals? If you think you know that answer, please send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll go ahead and read that one more time. Today, of course, was the regular season finale for Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs. But in the regular season finale of 2013, the Lady Dogs hosted Gabriel Christian. When the final buzzer sounded, the black, purple, and gold had a dominant 70-18 victory and a 15-11 record for the regular season. In that game, what player recorded 5 assists and had 8 steals? 931-397-9004. Well, need more of the same during the second half, but just a little bit better. Thomas trailing by 2 at the break.
Yeah, and, you know, when Nolan Adams went to the bench, that's kind of when Jellicoe got going. I think it was Dabney who knocked down a couple of threes there late, and Nolan's been pacing him. So
yeah,
it's not just the offense from Adams, it's the defense too.
Yeah, that's the key right now. We've kept pace with them. Now you got to string together some stops and some score to get you a little bit of cushion.
Sam Daniels guesses Ashley Owens. I believe she was a senior in 2013, but incorrect on the guess. Great player. on that squad. I guess probably without having the roster in front of me, you know, her senior campaign probably was the leading scorer for the team on that year. So keep their guesses rolling there. Team switch into the court here. Jellicoe working at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Clay County will work at the hoop to our right. Rose, three-pointer from left wing, good. Jellicoe, perhaps their biggest lead of the night here, 5 points, 38-33.
Yeah, they closed out the first half with back-to-back threes and then opened the second half with one here to go on a 9-0 run at this point.
Cole leads with it out top. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett hitting a three. The switching into the floor has got Lance going there. His first trip of the contest.
Yeah, just 2 points in the first half, so that's good to see it go right there from Lance Burchett.
Jellicoe with it, leading by two. 38-36. Hayden Adams, long rebound. Good job by Hayden. Taking it back away, though. By Jellicoe. It is Dre Webb who adds the bucket after Blake Shelby had pulled down the rebound. 40-36. Jellicoe in front by four. Nolan Adams in the corner playing with three personal fouls. Maddie Monroe being guest by Melissa Smith, another great guest. Of course, Maddie, I think, a senior in 2013. Nolan pulling the trigger on a three in there.
Good ball movement, a good shot.
Well, that's how I've learned from listening to you guys that you beat that zone by having those quick, crisp passes, creating that open look.
If you get good rotation against zone, there are going to be some openings.
Alex Grace being guessed. Also, incorrect on that one. Still looking for the girl who had five assists and eight steals in the regular season finale of 2013 against Gabriel Christian. Olivia Copeland is being guessed. Incorrect on that. We did get confirmation, Thomas, on the hotline from my mom, Linda Strong. Officials did signal a two-pointer on Nolan's first quarter finale shot there.
Yeah, I think we were a little excited about it going. I didn't know for sure if it was a three or not, but appreciate Aunt Linda keeping us straight.
Lance Burchett knocking down two free throws, and Clay County's back in front, 41-40. I may have missed a bucket somewhere announced there.
No, you didn't.
Adams three and then that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those threes give you extra in a hurry. 5 points there. The five-point swing gives Clay a lead back. You know, looking at lead changes from that last contest, it was tight. Clay County led by four. There was only four lead changes in that game. Jellicoe led by 11. That was their biggest lead. Clay County's biggest lead was eight in the last contest. Of course, the no decision was the final ruling of that one. Rose misses the mid-range jumper. Nolan the rebound. Full head of steam. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jellicoe.
Pretty good defense right there for Jellicoe.
Yeah, and they've done a pretty good job protecting the rim. Nolan Adams has just had some amazing finishes to get it to go.
Oh, yeah. And now, like I said, you look at Jellicoe now. They got some length to them, so it's hard to get that.
Ooh. Jellicoe coming up with it here. Heading another way. Dabney adds another bucket right block. Nice assist from a teammate. Puts Jellicoe back in front by one. Chana Sherrill has been guessed on the hotline. Y'all are all over the era, but incorrect on the player. Dre Webb, what a defensive play. Came behind Warner Melton and just picked it out of there, but he misses the layup. Khalid says, I'll take that. Rebounds and comes the other way. He's being harassed now by Brandenburg. Kicked over to Lance Burchett. Missed the three-pointer. Warner going to come up with a long rebound. He fires a three from the corner. No good. Rebound to Abney. 5:10 mark of this third quarter. 41-42. Jellicoe up by one. Make it up by three. It is Blake Shelby who adds the bucket from right block. Coach Edwards calling a 30-second timeout. Thomas, we have not mentioned our presenting sponsor yet. I'm going to let you do that if you're with him.
Yes, I am, Daniel, and we appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for partnering with us to spread their message to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to parents to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your kids know you care. and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. If you need help with that information, go online to samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We thank the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for relying on us to spread their message and for all they do throughout the Clay County community.
We have a correct answer on the hotline, a couple of them, but I am fairly certain the first one that came in came from Tyler Edwards, Coach Edwards' son. He said Hannah Ogletree, and that's correct. Other listeners also guessed Hannah, but Tyler, the first one, she was the player who had the 5 assists, 8 steal game in the regular season finale.
Cole leads with another one from distance, his fifth of the game, Daniel.
Of 2013, so congratulations to Tyler Edwards. He will be receiving through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a free sub certificate courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich y'all just ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Time out game, 44-44. Hayden Adams, the rebound of the Eads jumper. Kicked outside to Nolan. Nolan Euro step. He's fouled by Brandenburg. Actually, not Brandenburg. Brandenburg wears 22. That's Shelby. Several people ended up coming through with that correct answer. Too much action to cover here in the contest for me to keep up with it. But congratulations to Tyler and everyone else who guessed. 3:55 mark, guys, of this third quarter. On the floor, Hayden Adams, Lance Burkett, Juju Vella, Cole Eads, and Nolan Adams, who's at the line shooting two, misses them both. Dre Webb, the rebound. Tie ball game, Doug, 44-44.
Yeah, kind of the pace we was expecting.
Hayden Adams comes up with a steal. Gets it to Lance. Lance with it right side. Pushes ahead to Nolan in the corner. Nolan a long bounce pass to Juju Villa. Never got there. Dabney came up with it. Dabney pushes ahead to Brandenburg. Layup good. Jellico up by two. 46-44.
I tell you, if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay, aren't they, Doug?
Oh, yeah. You turn it over, they're going to score.
Lance being harmed pretty hard there, it looked like. No whistles, though. Webb comes down, misses his shot. No one touches it last. Jellico maintains possession.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be exactly what we expected. Just kind of a track race here.
Mistake by Jellico on the inbound, or was that deflected by Clay?
That was a mistake on it. Well, he's going to back cut and go back, and he cut to the hole, and they threw it to where he thought he was going, and he wasn't there.
Bill inbounds to Burchett. 3:10 left in the third. 46-44. Warner Melton back to Lance Burchett. Lance dribbles out of a trap, picks up the dribble, gives to Villa. Villa, quick pass to Hayden Adams. Now back to Lance. Lance going to drive into the free throw line. His jumper from there, no good. Rebound Dabney for Jellico. Dabney has just played well at both ends of the court. He's kind of outshined maybe even Dre Webb in this one.
Yeah, he has. He's leading the way for Jellico with 16 at this point as Webb pulls the trigger.
Webb had the steal, misses the three. Rebound Hayden Adams. Hayden doing a good job on the boards in this one. 2:25 mark of the third. Lance Burchett. Wide of the mark. Rebound Dabney. Dabney pass ahead to Webb. Full court variety. He gets it. Circles the wagons. Kicks to Brandenburg. Now in the corner to a teammate. That three-pointer no good by Boland. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan going to go all the way to the rack with it. Layup good.
Nice. It's a good take by Nolan to attack the rim.
Tied up again, 46-46. Co-leads and Jake Copeland wait at the scores table to check in. Dabney travels, say the Clay County faithful who made the two-and-a-half-hour trip over this way. Oh, a bad call there, a bad call. Some would say, anyway.
Great defense by Juju Vila right there, though.
Yeah, looked like he knocked it off of him.
I think he did.
Pretty nice.
Vila, Copeland, the sophomores both in. They're joined by juniors, Melton, Nolan Adams, and Cole Eads. All the seniors on the bench right now.
This has been a nice matchup between Cole Leeds and Dabney, and they're going back and forth. I think that gives
good defensive effort there, too. Just tough shot.
Yeah, and they're both around 17, 18 points apiece. Yeah. So
Dabney with that corner jumper from the elbow. And a turnover by Clay County. Copeland out. Hey, Downs back in. Minute 22 left in this third quarter. 2 points the lead for Jellicoe, 48-46. Brandenburg now with it, uses a screen from Webb, works right, gives back to Dabney, three ball, good. 51-46, 5-point lead. Nolan now with it, defended by Brandenburg, blows past him, gets to Webb at the top of the key, picks up the dribble, kicks it baseline, now to Warner Melton, his shot good. Back to a three-point game, 51-48.
Tough shot there by Warner, good bucket.
Blue Devils with this lead. Jellicoe on the drive. Dabney, stop jump. Jump shot no good. Rebound inside by Bolin. Puts it back in good for 2 points. Back to a five-point difference. 53-48. Eads crosses ahead. Looks for his classmate, Nolan Adams. Miscommunication. The ball goes untouched out of bounds off of Eads' pass. 29 seconds left in the third. Jellicoe Thomas with a chance to build on this five-point lead.
Yeah, Clay County really needs to stop here and get the bucket and get their momentum going their way headed into the fourth, don't they, Doug?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a big stop right here. Get a little momentum for them.
Brandenburg to Dabney. Dabney against Lance. Pull up three. No good. Rebound Nolan. 15 seconds on the clock. Nolan pushes ahead to Lance. Lance with it. Catch. Shoot. Good. 53-51, 2 points the deficit now. Jellicoe with it. Desperation three from the corner by Dabney. Falls no good. After three quarters, it is Jellicoe with a two-point lead, 53-51.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Jellicoe, where Clay County trails the Blue Devils here in the boys game by two. It's 53-51 in favor of Jellicoe in the boys game. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Cole Eads and Nolan Adams, who both have 17 points each headed into the fourth. Lance Burton into double figures with 10, and Warner Melton has 7. Leading the way for Jellicoe, Gavin Dabney with 21. We have also Caleb Rose close to double figures with 9. Brandon Teague with 7. Several others on the board for Jellicoe, who lead Clay County by 2, 53-51. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Cole to Lance. Lance ahead to Warner. Fourth quarter. This is around the time. I've got it as the 7:18 mark when the lights went out at Joe Sims Gym. Burchett, three-pointer. Good. Lance hot here in this second half from three.
Good to see we need Lance to get going right there.
After having only 2 points in that first half, as Thomas mentioned earlier, he's got a handful here in the second half. Dabney missing on the shot. Coley's the rebound. Clay County up by one. 54-53. Warner Melton now in the corner. Kicks it to Nolan. Taken away by Dabney. Dabney now. Offensive foul. No whistles blow. No call. Warner Melton the rebound. Warner ahead to Nolan. Nolan kicks up to Lance. Lance three from left side. Yeah! Lance Burchett has come to life.
That's three in a row from Lance.
Got the stroke going. Dabney, baseline drive, Nice job by Burchett on the defense. Marlowe in the paint. No good. Good. No good that he was good. Marlowe with the bucket, Thomas. Makes it 57-55. Clay in front by two. Nolan looking for Cousin Hayden on the left ball and goes off of Hayden out of bounds.
Good little try right there. Just had a little too much on it.
It was hot. Looked like a hot pass.
And a little low.
57-55. Dogs trying to hang on to a two-point lead. Teague with it. Spins. 8 foot. I thought he's going to shoot. Tried to dump to Marlowe and ends up in a turnover. Hayden Adams comes up with a loose ball. Teague should have pulled the trigger there.
Yeah, should have.
Nolan ahead to Colt. Colt Lance. He's got the hot hand. Kicks it to Warner. Corner three. Yes, sir. Timeout taken by the official for Hayden to tie his shoe. 6:14 mark. What about the savvy three-point shooting of Warner, Melton, Lance, Burchett here. Cole leads, of course, leading the way in that category, but all three of them shooting well.
Well, it is a good momentum swing from that. At the end of the third quarter, got that stop, hit a three, then two in a row from Lance after that. So, and got a little momentum, they're going now.
Five players for Clay County on the board, all in double figures, guys.
That's great. That's great. Of course, Nolan doing it inside and out from today. Had the drives. He's also got three-pointers made. Jellico, Rose, three-pointer of his own is good. He's got multiple as well. Caleb Rose.
Yeah, he hadn't missed, I don't think. He's got four.
Yeah, he's not shot much, but when he has, I'm like you. I think he's hit them all. 5:50 left. We may see this one go final tonight. Last time the teams met, we didn't get to find the outcome. Burchett, three-pointer, no good. Kept alive by Nolan. He goes over to Dabney, though. 60-58. Clay up by two. Dabney working against Burchett on right side. Turned away by Lance. Inside to Marlowe. His shot no good. Rebound. Nolan. Nolan wanted to go coast to coast. Works into the paint. Bounces to Warner. Warner with it. Baseline. Pivot. Shot. No good. Tipped by Nolan. Gathered in by Hayden. Kicks it out by Lance. Shot faking a drive. Back to Nolan. Pulls the trigger on a three. Yeah! And the foul, I believe. Have we got a four-point play? Basket's good. All right.
Started on Hayden, though.
Hayden, but the basket's good.
The basket's good. It's accurate. Hayden just cleared him a little.
Just preparing for the box out in case of a miss.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen that a lot this year. They gave the foul to the PA announcer. Dabney pulls the trigger. So what's going on here is Rose adds another. They announced that Nolan had the foul, which would give him four.
Yeah, they're changing it.
They're changing it. It was on 34.
A new coach was worked up about something. That's what it was. Burchett with it. 63-60. Here's a turnover. Rose comes up with it. Gives to Teague. Teague to the hoop. Misses the shot, but a foul called. One of the few driving layup type fouls we've seen.
Yeah.
Teague going to go to the line to shoot. Clay County up by three. 4:43 left in the fourth. Full timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We'll do it with him. Clay County, 63, Jellico, 60. 4:43 remains.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Blue Devil at the line, shooting free throws, Daniel, to try to pull a little closer to Clay County.
Hit the first. It's Teague there doing it.
63-61. Has the second one coming. It's away. No good. Over the back by Marlowe. They're just not calling that one much. Haven't neither game done.
No, and like I said, they ain't calling on us either. So that's you're okay right there.
The only time I've seen it's when Villa had the good box out earlier on Teague. Lance Burch, he's going to be called for the travel.
Wow.
Jellicoe with the ball here off the travel.
You know, split the double team. You had four arms in there. Four Blue Devil arms in there.
4:30 left in this one. 63-61. Clay County up by two. Jellicoe with some momentum and a little bit of help. Webb now drives against Nolan. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Hayden Marlowe says, I'll take that. Grabbed it away with some contact. Teague kicks out to Dabney. Dabney drives left. Works against Burchett. Throws the shoulder into him and steps out of bounds. Nice job by Lance Burchett there.
Good. Got a little body on him and forced him out right there. That was a good job.
Well,
yeah. And knowing that you can play that way right now.
Yep.
Physical contest. Lance Burchett knowing he can get away with that and gets a turnover.
Yeah, you go back to our last contest Tuesday against Jackson County. That's a foul.
Oh, you know,
easily. Tonight, different. That's just the way it is. Lance Burchett, right side, defended by Dre Webb, bounces to Cole Leach. 3:55 and ticking. 63-61. Clay up by two. Jellicoe getting really handsy and rough out here on the perimeter. Nolan, inside drive. Shot up. No good. Foul call. Nolan going to go to the line to shoot two.
Good attack right there, Nolan. We needed that. Now we just need to knock these down.
Nolan on the season. Averaging 11.4 points per contest, shooting 64% from the free throw line. Much improved over his sophomore campaign in that regard. Misses the first.
Yeah, that's three misses in a row, and that's kind of uncharacteristic of Nolan Love late, guys.
Yeah. Nolan had 14 the last time these teams met. Most of those coming in that third quarter. Had a big third quarter, as I recall, as he hits the second free throw. Makes it 64-61. Webb with it. Drives inside to the free throw line. Kicks to Teague. Teague spins. Nice move. Hits the bucket. He did a whole lot right there and got the points.
That's a pretty nice move right there.
3:25 left in this one. 64-63. Clay up by one. Missed three-pointer by Lance. Rebound by Dabney. Passes ahead to Webb. Webb to Teague in the corner. He loses the handle. Goes out of bounds. It's been such a mirror image this whole game. One team makes a shot, the other does. One team turns it over, the other does.
You're right.
What's been the biggest lead? 5 points?
I think so. It might have got to 7 at one point.
All single digits easily throughout for both teams, right?
5 points. You're right, Daniel. That's the biggest lead of this game.
Burge it with it. Clay up by one. 3 minutes left in regulation. Nolan, long two, maybe a three. They get him three. Knocks it down.
Big shot right there.
Yes, sir. 4 points the difference, 67-63. Clay in front, trying to finish the season at 17-7.
Offensive foul
against Dabney. Lance Burchett taking the charge.
Yeah, that's been a battle here in the second half, too. Lance Burchett's done a good job on Dabney. He's leading the way for these Blue Devils with 21 points, but he's scoreless here in the fourth quarter, guys.
Hey,
wow. Just a great job of Lance to step up his defense to say, hey, I've got to stop this guy, and done a good job.
2:35 left, 67-63. Dogs lead by four. Here's that same thing. You can't split a trap. They can roughhouse you, and we saw that right there. It's Nolan loses the handle after being knocked down. Turnover by Jellicoe. Ended up seeing Nolan run into Hayden and take him out.
Yeah, friendly fire again. Well, what you're talking about, getting through those traps, a lot of times they call that, but they're not calling that here. No, so you've got to make some good passes in it. And you got to realize that. Yeah. It's kind of like Lance Burchard did earlier. You got to be strong and physical with it. Be patient here. You got a 4-point lead at this point 2 minutes to go.
67-63, 2:05 and ticking. Nolan swings to Cole. Cole, three-pointer. Yeah! Six of the night for Cole Leach. Sisterella had several herself in the girls' game. And now Cole putting on a show from three in the boys' contest. Nolan Adams rebound on the Blue Devil miss. Comes down, loses the handle, gets it back, gives to Warner, baseline drive. And a foul called on Rose.
Yeah, again, you're under 2 minutes, Doug. You're up by seven at this point. You got to be patient here. Great. That was a good shot taken by Coley's the last time around. You just got to make sure you're shooting a good shot at this point.
Yeah, and their pressure's good. It's extended, so do what you keep been doing. Keep being patient, getting the gaps. You don't have to score anymore. You don't have to have any shots, layups. You know, so if you're patient, take care of the ball, you're in good shape right here.
Coley's with six threes ties Connor Westmore from last year, who also had six. Minute 42 left in this one, 70-63. The score, Dogs up by seven. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Jellicoe, where Clay County leads the Blue Devils of Jellicoe by seven. They're up 70-63. Under 2 minutes to go in this one, Daniel.
Kick ball by Dabney. Burchett inbound again.
Jellicoe has made an adjustment here. They went straight man now. How that little trapping zone.
Yeah, three team fouls for Jellicoe, two for Clay.
Yeah, you see them in man, and Clay County just got to be ready here. You know, I think we have the advantage if they go man, Doug.
Yeah, I do too.
Lance with it. Screen by Nolan. Lance been defended by Dabney, who had hands all over him. Nolan goes to the hoop. He's fouled hard. Two different Blue Devils could be called. We'll see who they choose.
And that was just a good read by Nolan, knowing he could get by his guy. And I think that's going to be the key in this man. I think Nolan and Lance is very capable of getting by, and Cole too. So, got an advantage right here.
Yeah, one-on-one athletically, the Bulldogs definitely have the mismatch when it comes to that. But if you're Jellicoe, you got to do it, Doug. You got to pressure the ball and make things happen.
Well, what you guys were just saying, is that the reason why we saw the zone early, though, and throughout, just to try to neutralize that athleticism?
I think so.
Nolan Knott's having a good night from free throw tonight. He has most of the year, shooting 63%. Misses both of those. Clay County up by seven, though, 70-63. Minute 20 left in this one. Inside drive by Rose, no good. Nolan the rebound. Passes ahead to Warner. Warner now going to go out of bounds with it. And a turnover. Thomas, you were calling for a slower pace, chew some clock. And Coach Edwards kind of wanting to know, hey, guys, we're up by seven. Let's be under control.
Yeah. It's big time and score stuff. Just, you know, take care of the ball. You don't have to score anymore.
Minute 10 left. Brandenburg picks it up off the roll. Sets up at left wing, defended by Hayden Adams. Passes to Webb. Brandenburg pulls the trigger on a three, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. And here it is. He puts on the brakes.
There you go.
Yeah,
55 seconds.
Get it in your senior's hands here with Lance Burchett and let him take you home.
Lance, hesitation move. Creates separation. Now to the hoop, and he's fouled.
And he's the guy you want at the line. You know, Clay County's best free throw shooter down the stretch. And even better when the pressure's on most of the time.
Yeah, and again, that athletic, you know, he got by him right there, and they had to foul him, you know, so that's just a good job right there.
72% free throw shooter. Lance Burchett leads for the boys, that leads for the girls. Both of them over 70% on the season. Burchett hits his first. And the second. Makes it a 9-point game. Full timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We will take it with him. 46.1 seconds left here at Jellicoe. Blue Devil 63, Bulldogs 72.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Jellicoe for Bulldog Basketball. Presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, Daniel.
Brandenburg with it quickly ahead. Rose fires the three left side. It's good. Timeout taken by Jellicoe. 30-second ride. He will stay on here. 39.4 seconds left. 72-66. So 6 points to lead, Doug. So routine thing here. Clay will inbound. Jellicoe go for an initial steal. If they don't get it, probably an immediate foul.
I would think so with the time on there. I don't think they're going to, like I said, they're going to go for a steal. Don't get, I think they'll foul right away.
Of course, they're in the bonus already with the five team fouls. 39.4 seconds is a lot of time in some ways.
Yeah.
Two possession game right now, 6 points the difference.
Yeah, Lance Burchett needs to go get the ball here. Yeah. Need him at the free throw line for sure. You know, non-conference game, opponents not too real familiar with each other. They may not know that when it comes to Jellicoe, so. I think that's the big key for Clay County, put it in Lance Burchett's hands.
Yeah. And he's got to want it right here. He's got to be the senior, want the
that's
ball,
right,
and take care of the game for us.
Knowing the inbound, Cole, Lance, and Warner all in the backcourt with him. Now here comes Hayden. Inbound to Cole. Cole loses the handle. Hayden there to pick it up. Nice. Gives it to Lance. Lance puts on the brakes.
He just needs to hang on. There you go.
Here's the foul. Brandenburg sends Lance to the line where he hit his last two.
Jellicoe doing a good job of picking up Lance initially there. Coley's doing an even better job getting it back to him.
32.3 seconds, so about 7 seconds gone off of that situation. Burchett stretches it back to a three-possession game. Early fourth quarter last time, it was 62-58 when the game was suspended. Right now, Clay County 74 after Lance Burchett makes two free throws. Jellicoe 66, 8 points the difference. Brandenburg to the hoop, scores. Now another timeout taking a full one. We'll take a timeout with them this time. 24 and a half seconds left. Clay leads by six, 74-68.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 24 and a half seconds left. Full court inbound. Nicole Leeds catches over the shoulder. Layup good. And he fouled. This is on ice, baby. 74-68.
We used to run that play a lot with Grant and Tyreek. You know, you draw them in and release. Pretty good play right there for Coach Edwards. Good execution by Clay County.
Just a great throwing catch from Nolan Adams to Cole Leeds. 76-68, 8-point game. Cole makes the 9-point game. Only a 60% free throw shooter on the season, but drain that one. Dabney with it, gives to Brandenburg. Now Rose, time getting short. 13 seconds. Rose boogies his way to the hoop, misses the shot. This one's done. Nolan Adams the rebound. Jellicoe concedes it. Talk about a good basketball game for both teams. What a dandy. What a way to finish the regular season for the Clay County Bulldogs, 77-68, the final score. Quality contest between two good single A basketball teams. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned. Back here live from Jellicoe High School. Been a good day if you're a Clay County fan. Boys and girls both winning here. Final score of this boys contest, 77-68, that we just saw wrap up. This is the Farm Bureau postgame show, and we're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, I can say this. It was worth the trip to Jellicoe to watch that last ball game, guys, back and forth. Just, a fun ball game to be here to witness, and even better with Clay County coming out on top. And they were ahead at the end of the first quarter, 21-18, as Cole Eads got them off to a great start. Nolan Adams also a hot start. And then they trailed by two at the break. It was an even third quarter. They still trailed by two heading into the fourth, Doug, and then that's when they went to work. Defensively, I thought they locked down and did a great job on that end of the court to limit Jellicoe down the stretch. And then, Clay County just kind of poured it on down to the end. Lance Virtue got going. Cole Eads made a big three-pointer at times. Nolan was finishing at the rim. Warner Melton played really well, made a big three there in the fourth, and this team, without their senior leader, without Nolan Adams, Nate Adams, their leading scorer, Doug, we wanted to see what they could do. Well, let me tell you something. They showed us, didn't they?
Oh, they stepped up, and I said that it started that third, end of that third quarter, got a stop, big three, and it was just momentum from that point on. But just an excellent job by all the Clay County Bulldogs not stepping up and just playing a good, solid game.
Yeah, big shout-out to Juju Bella coming in and having
some
good minutes off the bench as well. We'd seen that from Jake Copeland. Yeah. This is really the first time this year we've got to see Juju in that big primetime role. Good job.
That's right. You know, Copeland coming in early with a few minutes, too. And that's what Clay County needs to do here tonight, prove to themselves, if nothing else, hey, we can do this without our leader. And they came in here and did that. And just really, if you look at this, only five guys on the board. Four guys on the board. I said that wrong earlier. Four guys on the board for Clay County, all of them in the double figures, three of them with 20 points. So,
that's pretty solid out there.
How do you beat that? As Lance Burchett had 20, Cole Eads 23, Nolan Adams 24, and then Warner Melton in the double figures with 10, Doug.
Well,
win a lot of games like that.
Well, we've said it all year. We've got kids capable of scoring 20. Any given night. And tonight we had three of them do it. And Warner's capable of 20. I mean, he's had games that he lead up.
Yeah.
So That's what makes this team special. They've got kids that can score points.
Yeah, and if they're all on at the same time, we get what we get tonight. Just imagine had we had Nate in there and him throw 20 on top of that, you're getting into up into the 90s, you know.
No doubt. And then again, the record may not show it with the teams they played, but this is as good a team as we've played throughout. They know how to get you up and down. They know how to play that trap defense and get you going to play their style. And Clay County had to do that, and they matched it, Doug.
Yeah, and you know, this postseason is starting next week. Jump on Coach T and see how this bunch up. They're going to be hard to get out of tournament play, Jellicoe with. They always are, and a lot of times their record's that 500 record, but then they'll go deep in tournament. So, you know, they play a tough schedule. They'll have a lot of losses a lot of times, but now they're a solid team.
Right.
Three in the double figures, led by Gavin Dabney. He finished with 21, but listen, he had that headed into the fourth quarter. Did not score in the fourth quarter because of this Clay County defense. Brandon Teague had 10 for them, and then Caleb Rose, 17, guys. As he knocked down five threes, he's the one we don't think missed from distance, and just a great shooter out there. Dre Webb, 4. Seth Brandenburg, 6. Jacob Boland with 2. Dakota Marlowe, 4. And Blake Shelby, 4. For the Blue Devils. What a game. And Clay County wins it.
No doubt. You gave all the Clay County scoring, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, good deal. Wanted to make sure. Dog Wrap Ups from brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honestdale Bog Homes in Hermann Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Going to play one more promo. Be right back to announce tonight's TDS Top Performers.
For a wrap up of the... You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
When there are just seconds to go.
On the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Always a tough thing to do, much less when we have some shootouts like we had tonight and high-scoring affairs. Starting off with the girls' contest, you know, 10 different players making 18 three-pointers and, you know, just a real fun broadcast there. But had to go with freshman Kalia Crawford. What a contest. It only hit one three-pointer coming into tonight, and that's no longer the case. She hit a bunch of them things tonight, looked really confident, and she really sparked, in my mind, the whole conversation we got into in the second half about the future of this 80-dog team and just how rich these underclassmen are, the freshman sophomore groups. And, you know, she's a big part of it. She's played a lot this year, probably nearly a quarter each ball game on average if you looked at season totals. A great defender, really gritty, and wants to be a good player. You can just see it. She's improved so much this year, guys.
Yeah, she has, and we talked about it when we watched her tonight. You know, she's no longer a freshman. She was playing like a sophomore tonight. Knocked down 4 threes, total of 14 points, and all pretty much all the threes came in that first half push where Clay County just did not give Jellicoe a chance at all. And what impressed me is the freshman, Clear Crawford, who's going to have to play a pretty big role moving forward for Clay County here in the postseason, really looked like she belonged tonight, Doug.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing you've seen from her tonight, the confidence to just take the shots when she had them. As a coach, you look for him to turn the page a little. She turned the page quite a bit tonight, and it was just more than anything, confidence. When she got it, she was ready to shoot, shot it, and knock them down.
Yeah, Crawford averaging 6.7 minutes per contest, like right at that quarter mark. And yeah, she's grown a lot. You know, played junior high basketball down at Hermann Springs and came over and just a great young player. Look forward to watching her in the years to come. Boys action. Junior guard co-leads just came out early, set the tone, set the pace. We had to have answers early. They were coming from Cole. Jellicoe may have come out and shot us out of the gym. Nolan was doing it inside early. Cole was shooting from outside with some big timely three-pointers, and We always talk about Cole's as good as they come when it comes to – he's just that model guy.
That's right.
He always shows up. He always works hard. He's a smart kid. He gives you the best he's got. He don't back talk. What else do you want? And the team's full of them. Co-lead right there along leading the way in regards of not only a great player but just a great human being. And we saw an outstanding performance from him here today.
Yeah, and – what impressed me about it was the pressure was on Coley's tonight. I mean, it really was. Somebody's going to have to step up. Everybody knew, hey, we're going to have to give a little extra to get this done here at Jellicoe, Doug. And I thought Coley's, he gives it extra every night, but he just kind of took it to another level. Knocked down 6 threes, guys. Did you say that was a record?
No, it was Ty Diner
against
Jellicoe. Against
Jellicoe. So 6 threes tonight, 23 points, probably a career high for him. We don't really know. But, listen, again, 3 guys with over 20 points, 4 guys in double figures. Everybody on this team stepped up tonight, but I think Cole Leeds kind of led the way in doing that, Doug.
He did. From the opening tip, Cole was, aggressive to take up some of the slack. Like I said, they had to make up 18 points.
That's right.
That's what you got to look at. You had 18-point average sitting on the bench not playing, and they done it. I mean, they stepped up there. 3 guys in with 20 or better, another with 10. That's pretty nice.
It is.
Kalia Crawford and Cole Leeds, tonight's TDS top performers, proudly brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all your waste management needs. They are extremely proud of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, the regular season's done. It's been a good one. Girls are 13-12. We talked about that. 12 quality. It's a strange word, quality losses, we'll say, but really strong regular season for them. Boys, 17-6. 12, I think a record last year was 12-16. Much improved. Yeah. Much improved. Very excited about what's coming up next week at Livingston Academy with the District 7A tournament, guys. It'll start on Thursday with the girls. Boys to follow on Friday.
Yeah, and this is, there's nothing different than any year here at Clay County. Both of these teams have a really good path to the state tournament, Doug, and it starts. At L.A.?
Well, the best time of the year is getting ready to start. And Coach Erd always, preaches it. The season starts next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the preseason stuff is over. Now it's, the season starts.
Yeah.
So,
everything's been a dress rehearsal up to this point.
That's it.
Folks, one of our longer road trips. We're glad we was able to make it. We appreciate our sponsors for making that possible and appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. For Joe Sims and Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.